breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump's International Board of Peace announcing a deal that would see Hamas disarm and Israel pull its forces out of Gaza.
The BBC has obtained the text of the four-page roadmap, which sets out a phased process linking Hamas's disarmament to a gradual Israeli military withdrawal and the deployment of a new Palestinian transitional authority backed by an international stabilization force, with neither Hamas nor Israel moving to the next phase until the other has fulfilled its commitments. Smaller groups in Gaza would disarm first before Hamas begins dismantling what they described as its state-like military infrastructure of tunnels, weapons depots, and production facilities. Israel has not yet commented.
The BBC's Shaima Halil. An investigation underway following this week's cyber attacks targeting more than 30 water utilities in Minnesota. The FBI issued an advisory last week warning that Iranian hackers have been looking at water and wastewater systems. There have been no reports of any negative impact on water quality in those Minnesota communities affected. President Trump says this is a serious problem.
Last year alone, illegal aliens with commercial driver's licenses caused at least 30 deaths and many, many very seriously injured. As President, I made it our official policy to enforce English language requirements for truck drivers and support American truckers on American roadways.
Incentives being offered to encourage American military veterans who drove large military vehicles to consider a career in trucking. The president may withdraw the attorney general nomination of Todd Blanche till after the midterm elections. Strong earnings reports from American tech giants, including Apple, have sent overseas stock markets soaring. And this morning, Wall Street futures are higher. The Dow futures up 274 points. NASDAQ futures better by 322 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
You've probably heard all those ads for life insurance. Just a few dollars a day, apply online in minutes, no medical exam. Simple, easy, and cheap, right? Now you're thinking, maybe I should get a quote. Well, smart thinking. Everyone should have life insurance. But here's what they don't tell you. Those few dollars a day rates, they're for young people in perfect health. That's why everyone calls Big Lou the 50 to 60 year old not so perfect candidate. Like you. You take prescription meds and you're overweight. Winner, winner, fried chicken dinner. Well, Big Lou works with life insurance companies that want people like you with no surprises after you apply. In fact, if you're a 50-year-old guy with a few health glitches, Lou could probably find you $1 million of term life coverage for about $200 a month. So, yeah, you need life insurance. But unless you're young and healthy, you gotta call Big Lou, because he's like you. Older, heavier, and on meds, too. Get a quote right now at 800-555-2085. 800-555-2085 or BigLou.com.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 6:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
We've had several things early this morning. Just in the last 15-20 minutes, they cleared a vehicle fire. We're in the process of clearing on the outer loop of the beltway before 795, and for a while that was blocking the right lane coming down the hill from Reisterstown Road. I think most of that now has been pretty much cleared. There's a fire call in the city. Edmondson Avenue is closed at Allendale Street. That's west of Hilton Parkway. A lot of local streets there will get you around that area, but they're cleaning up at that scene. And on Kent Island, heads up, there was an accident there westbound on Route 50 in the area before the Kent Narrows Bridge. And the latest report said we still had road blockage on the left-hand side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Not a bad start to your Friday morning, a little on the mild side. As we head toward the afternoon, look for warmer conditions, highs in the mid to upper 80s under partly cloudy skies. Tracking some showers rolling in by the time we head into the second half of the weekend. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
66 degrees in Nottingham and 66 in Abbeville. Fox 45 reports that five tornadoes were confirmed in Maryland Tuesday evening as severe storms swept through the state, according to the National Weather Service. Three tornadoes touched down in Anne Arundel County, while the other two were confirmed in Talbot County. Five tornadoes were confirmed in Maryland Tuesday evening as severe storms swept through the state, according to the National Weather Service. And the three touched down in Anne Arundel County, while the other two were confirmed in Talbot County. One tornado was an EFO, while the other was an EF1, according to the NWS. And new details are emerging about the Texas arrest of an undocumented immigrant accused of killing his girlfriend in Howard County. Texas authorities told Fox 45 that 24-year-old Darwin Carcamo Santiago attempted to flee law enforcement before being taken into custody. The winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 127, the pick 4, 0601. 6:04, here are the latest coming up, we have Chuck Whitaker. No, who do we have? It's definitely Friday. That's right. Sports with Gary Stein coming up next.
At WCBM, we stand for freedom, hard work, and the businesses that keep our community strong. The local businesses that support WCBM share our values. They believe in you, just like you believe in America. So when you need a service, a product, or a meal out, support the businesses that support WCBM. Your dollars stay local, help hardworking Americans, and keep conservative talk radio alive. Check out our trusted sponsors at WCBM.com and tell them you heard them on WCBM. Because when we stand together, we thrive together.
Transmission incoming from the big giant head.
You want a chance to win tickets to your favorite events or an opportunity to win prizes? How about interact with your favorite shows and talk show hosts?
Hello?
Then download the WCBM mobile app at the App Store. It's free with no monthly subscription fees. Listen at home, at work, and even in the car. Listen live or on demand. The best things in life are free with the WCBM mobile app. Download it today and keep listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Sports at 6:05, brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the comfort guys, my guys. Well, day two of Ravens camp in Owings Mills. Fans out in attendance for the morning practice under beautiful blue skies, low humidity. Players appreciated it, too, and rookie wide receiver Jacoby Lane was impressive. Head coach Jesse Minter took notice.
I think Jacoby's a confident player, and I think a lot of the guys that are picked are confident players. The confidence has to come to do it day after day, period after period, and then the teammates gain confidence in them when they do that. So
Lane electrified the crowd at Owings Mills by extending for a 30-yard catch over the middle from Lamar while elevating over Marlon Humphrey and Malachi Starks, a young target with tremendous leaping ability. Meanwhile, the Birds were off yesterday following that near-miracle 10-9 win over Detroit on Wednesday, earning high praise from manager Albernaz.
Our guys battled. They battled. You know, bullpen came in, did a great job. But yeah, it was a pretty chaotic game.
Baltimore also making a move yesterday, acquiring catcher Jake Rogers from the Tigers. Rogers was Tarek Skubal's personal catcher in his Cy Young season of 2024. He was initially drafted by the Astros in 2016 with Mike Elias as their scouting director. Coming up in 30 minutes, what Rogers' acquisition tells us about the condition of Adley Rutschman and Sam Bisaio. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service. Most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, and they're my guys.
From Bel Air to Glen Burnie to Fort McHenry and the Star Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County, the right choice for Maryland.
I just got three things to say. God bless our troops. God bless America. And gentlemen, start your engine!
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. It's a Friday, and this is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Hartford County, the right choice for Maryland. And it is indeed a Friday free-for-all, July 31st, the summer flying by here in 2026. I'm Sean Casey. Welcome to the show. Coming up in this hour, Ocean City officials demanding action on teen mobs taking over their town at the beach. Yes, we did some research after a caller questioned us yesterday. We found that Larry Hogan is indeed mentioned in the Fauci diary. We'll tell you what was said. And is Wes Moore a Democrat, socialist, or is he blue MAGA?
Now, that's a new term that the Democrat Socialists have concocted to stain and or smear their own party officials if they take corporate donations, if they are, you know, receive stuff from AIPAC, if they are pro-Israel and are taking the side of the Israelis versus the Palestinians and Gaza, blah, blah, blah. So they smear them with what they think is a label called Blue MAGA. To me, it's meaningless because there's blue and make America great again are an oxymoron for me. But there's also an interesting parallel here. The last two governors of the state of Maryland, they insisted on having no labels. Okay? Lockdown Larry, yay, called himself Republican, governed, acted more like a Democrat, but then he launched this no labels thing and proceeded to destroy the Maryland Republican Party. It's interesting because Wes Moore is very similar. He doesn't want to have any labels. And yet he might be one of these individuals who ends up destroying the Democrat Party because Americans are very sketchy of Democrat socialism. Gary Collins at Fox 45 and in the Baltimore Sun today with an article, "Is Wes Moore a Democratic Socialist or Blue MAGA?" His team says it's not complicated, but he does take the time to make a few comparisons between Kami Mamdani and our very own Wes Moore here in Maryland.
I was elected as a Democratic Socialist, and I will govern as a Democratic Socialist.
Talk to shoppers around the city, and you'll often hear the same frustration.
Each and every one of us have continued to hear from our constituents as we're going all around the state is not just that things are becoming more and more expensive.
Making matters even worse, some corporations have built out technology that allows for something called surveillance pricing.
We're seeing how people's basic technology is being used against them.
Collecting personal data to charge some people more than others for the same carton of eggs, for the same gallon of milk.
It's the same algorithms that are being used to help make us smarter is also being used to weaponize when people are walking into supermarkets.
The obvious one I think he missed here, and maybe he can go back and amend that package, is the going after Bibi Netanyahu recently in the last week or so, in which Mamdani said that Bibi was a war criminal and he would be arrested once he got on the streets of New York City. Then he had to walk that back, said he couldn't arrest him. And ironically, we have Wes Moore proclaiming Bibi Netanyahu in an interview a war criminal. Again, there is a lot of commonality between Kami Mamdani and, again, radical Wes Moore here. And I think he pretty much leans to the Democrat socialist far left progressive wing of the Democrat Party. Certainly not mainstream. They want you to think he's mainstream. They want you to think he's going to be a moderate and govern as we've seen otherwise. We've seen evidence to the contrary here in the state of Maryland. So more on Wes Moore and not wanting to be labeled and what you think he is. Is he a mainstream Democrat, Democrat socialist? This Blue MAGA thing is still kind of an attempt for them to troll the establishment Democrats in their party. 6:13 traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Westbound Route 50 on the eastern shore right before Kent Narrows. The accident at one point had two of the left-hand lanes blocked. The update now says one left-hand lane is blocked. So westbound, not a big backup right now, but if you're coming over and eventually towards the Bay Bridge, definitely a heads up for that. Had a big fire call overnight in the city, and crews are still working at Edmondson Avenue and Allendale Street over on the west side. That's east of Edmondson Village and west of Hilton Parkway. Maybe a perimeter set up in that area, so the local traffic heads up for that. Both the tunnels right now are clear. There was a wreck about 3:30 this morning in Cockeysville, Hunt Valley. Not sure if it's still there, but a tractor-trailer was on its side. Schilling Circle at the intersection at Gilroy Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
What a gorgeous night it was last night. We got pretty much the same for today. A mild start to the morning. Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast says temperatures back in the mid to upper 80s by this afternoon. Partly cloudy tomorrow. Temps back into the lower 90s. Chance for showers and storms on Sunday as well as the heat and humidity return. That'll put a smile on Maggie's face here this morning.
I could use a smile after. Just holy smoke.
72 right now, partly cloudy in Annapolis, 67 in Ellicott City. And time for some one line of news. Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is launching his own cooking show geared towards teaching Americans how to cook healthy, inexpensive meals.
That's cool.
Every recipe starts with one, run over a bear. Get some roadkill. New research claims that people who take weight loss drugs like Ozempic more likely to get divorced.
Huh.
Yeah, you can hear the new jingle now. Alimony. Netflix. Yes. Netflix has paid $500,000 to AMC Global Media for 5 more years of rights to stream The Walking Dead and all its spinoffs. And that kind of lives up to its name. It can't kill it, so they just keep...
It keeps coming back.
They keep showing it. It's a zombie apocalypse type thing if you've never seen it. A new poll out shows Americans are skeptical about Democrat socialism. And so the Republicans better learn fast that the DSA could mean DOA. So I think you're going to see a lot of ads, you know, pointing this out.
Right.
Mitch McConnell is under increased pressure to make a public statement in a video. There's only one guy in Washington who has less to say than Mitch, and that's Tony Fauci. But apparently that's spawned a new movie this weekend, opening up in D.C., called Weekend at Mitch's.
It's the madcap comedy that's got both sides of the aisle mad. Weekend at Mitch's, starring Senator Mitch McConnell and his two personal assistants.
Thanks for coming to the press conference. And here's Mitch McConnell. See? He's totally fine.
Yeah. Let me grab his arm here. Look, he's waving to everybody.
Weekend at Mitch's will make you laugh and answer all your questions.
Why is the senator wearing sunglasses?
He's a little hungover.
Yeah, he's a party animal. Right, Mitch?
Co-starring Mitch McConnell's wife, Elaine Chao.
Oh, Mitchy, time for our photo shop. I mean photo shoot. Photo shoot.
Weekend at Mitch's, coming soon to a theater near you.
Oh, great. Now we have to drag him to a theater?
No video yet. No live proof of life. We've got a couple of still shots, but nothing just kind of weird,
so
to say the least.
Waters creepy. Just miss all these votes and get away with everything.
Yeah.
And still crazy. Get paid.
Yeah. It's a nice gig if you can get it. Talk about looking to bounce back after the lettuce caused an outbreak of explosive diarrhea nationwide. They're taking advantage with a brand-new product. Taco Bell, say, try our new explosive burrito. That'll get you right there. All right, play a piece of sound for you. See if you can identify it. You ready? Here is the sound du jour. Want to hear it again?
One more time, please.
One more time? Well, one more time. All right, name that sound. Is it A, Chuck Whitaker at closing time? B, Dr. Fauci, closed testimony? Or C, a robotic mouth?
Am I to choose?
Yeah, you can pick
it. Okay, I'm going to go with C because...
Yeah, it is. It looks like a weird fish mouth. It's physically replicates human speech using an air pump for lungs, a silicone tongue, and 8 artificial vocal cords.
Oh, a silicone tongue.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Stop it.
Does it walk by itself? I guess it has no legs. It can't.
No, it's just a mouth.
It's getting more frightening.
It looks like Billy Bass. You know that...
Billy Bass. The singing fish, right. Or the talking fish.
Yeah, exactly.
Sure.
All right.
I thought it sounded like Kurt from Edgewater, but it's not him.
Here's a little Brady Bunch trivia for you.
Yes.
You ready? You ready?
Where's Christian?
You're the Brady Bunch, the Brady Bunch kids? Okay.
Holy
Let's play the song, see if you recognize it. It's a Sunshine Day by the Kids from the Brady Bunch. And again, there's 1972 album, The Kids from the Brady Bunch. Was it ever?
I saw them live in Atlantic City on the Steel Pier.
Was it ever a hit? That song.
I don't know.
It got somewhere.
It was released as a single, but never made the top 40.
But they toured.
They toured. They did. But none of their singles ever charted. Which is kind of surprising because they were pretty popular back in the day.
Oh, that was the stuff. Are you kidding?
Who were the musicians on the tracks? You know, was it the Wrecking Crew, the famous studio musicians from Los Angeles, the Funk Brothers from Detroit, or the same guys behind the Archies?
I think it was the same guys behind the Archies.
No, it was the Funk Brothers.
It was the Funk Brothers
from Detroit. So
the musical background?
Who played the music on the and the kids sang. Wow. It's a sunshine day.
Yes, it is.
It's a sunshine day for Maggie.
Shoot me now.
Because
hey, man, my sister has an autographed picture of the Bradys on the Steel Pier in Atlantic City.
I don't think they probably toured that long. Probably just that one summer.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. I was screaming my head off at 7 years old.
You pay to park at a mall?
No.
The mall in Columbia is rolling out a pay-to-park option, and this would be just 2% of the nearly 6,700 spaces. But this is right near the eatery chain Main Event and the restaurant Seasons 52. And the parking fee starts at $2.45 for the first hour, $2 per hour. After that, they cap it at $10.45.
Now you're closer to the building.
Yes, you're within 50 feet of the mall.
Done.
Okay, you cannot reserve the spot ahead of time, but yeah, you pay. You know, first come, first served.
Try walking, you lazy posterior. you're going to be picking out anyway.
Yes, I think she is talking to you.
Wow.
Yeah, all right. Maggie, putting junk in place.
What are you having, hot flashes? I mean, what's going on?
You're probably right.
Once you went the Brady Bunch, that was hot flash number one. All right, Chuck, we'll see you in a couple. Appreciate that. 621, you're listening to KC and Company. Wes Moore, what is he? Is he a Main Street Democrat, a Democrat Socialist, or this new thing they're calling Blue Mega? We'll explore more in just a moment here on KC and Company.
Joe Hartman here, owner of Perry Hall Investment Group. Now is a great time to sell your unwanted property for top dollar with no commissions or fees. Call me today at 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200.
You've heard me say many times, Dr. Learfield of the Smile Design Center in Lutherville is the best. And right now, he's an amazing offer for anyone wanting to try Botox at a reduced cost. This is a great deal with a premier doctor. Dr. Learfield is looking for just 10 model Botox patients for before and after promotional photos. And he's offering deeply discounted rates. But you must act fast. His campaign is strictly limited to just 10 patients. Call 410-321-1100 to see if you qualify. That's 410-321-1100. Again, a limited time offer. Act fast.
It's time to listen to you, the listener. Go to WCBM.com and vote on WCBM's latest poll. It's fun, it's fast, and let us know what you want more of on WCBM.com.
Right, we got an action-packed show for you here this morning. Coming up next, we did call her yesterday to the program, asked if, be curious, this was Michelle from Westminster, said, is Hogan mentioned in the Fauci diary? And yes, I did my research, and we found him, and we'll tell you how it appeared in his diary in just a moment. Also, a little bit later on, the Baltimore Sun reporter Tinashe Chingarande is going to join us at 8 o'clock hour, talking about a preview of the special session. Democrats already cheating and lying about the session. And, of course, Councilman Nina Mangione a little bit later on in the program, the latest on what's happening at the Baltimore County Council. 6:23, traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Lugnuts Johnson.
So is that a fold-out centerfold of Larry in that book?
No.
You know, I mean, they have several pages that have to be folded to get in there.
Yeah. It's actually an article that Hogan wrote to about Fauci that Fauci put in his diary. We'll share it with you in just a moment.
I'm impressed. The outer loop of the Beltway west side still looks good. Everybody else on the Beltway is good. That vehicle fire was completely gone from the outer loop at 795. City Fire now saying they're mopping up, getting ready to leave the scene. Edmondson Avenue and Allendale Street. So we should be okay through there now to the west of Hilton Parkway. Both the tunnels are clear. If you're on Kent Island, you're heading west towards Kent Narrows. You might still see an accident there in the left-hand lane on 50 on the westbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, a mild start to the day, back into the mid and upper 80s this afternoon, partly cloudy, and it'll warm up with a chance of showers and storms on Sunday, and it's going to be hotter over the weekend. Right now, 67 and cloudy in Pikesville. It is 69 under cloudy skies in Ocean City. At a time when the Democrat Party itself is struggling on what to do about the rise in Democrats, socialists, Mom Donnie, and all these other types in New York, D.C., Seattle, Colorado, you name it, again, they need their votes. They need their support. So they're reluctant to distance themselves. There was a piece of audio yesterday with Chuck Schumer, who would refuse to address it. He just said that they're all committed to defeating President Trump. Well, again, Wes Moore, much like his predecessor, Lockdown Larry, doesn't want to be labeled, apparently, anything or any wing of any party.
I didn't back a wing. Like, I backed a progressive lawmaker in Montgomery County, and I backed a prosecutor in Baltimore County. Like, there was no ideological tie amongst them. The only thing that tied them was the same thing that ties me.
Yeah, well, that is just flat out a not the truth. The progressive lawmaker in Montgomery County that he backed, and the Sarah David is the prosecutor in Baltimore County that he backed, she is a progressive. She got progressive money. George Soros spent, hundreds of thousands of dollars to help her get elected in Baltimore County. So that is just, he is trying to gaslight you once more. Here is a Maryland Democrat socialist, Taja Currington Lloyd, who's saying that, she's calling out Wes Moore for taking money from corporations.
We have to say no to taking money from corporations. To exploit your constituents, it's really not that hard, Wes Moore.
Corporations bad, corporations evil. Wes Moore, now he is obviously taking money from corporations. But the fact is, again, he has not distanced himself. In fact, we played the clip just last week for you when he would refuse to distance himself from socialism. He actually embraced it. He said, basically that, it's not a time, I'm paraphrasing here, really, they need the votes. They need to stick together as Democrats in order to defeat the Republicans in the midterms in 26 and later on in 28. So clearly he would not like to be labeled, because when you label him, when you go down the scorecard, he's not full-blown a communist, obviously. He's not full-blown socialist, but now it looks like he is leaning in that direction because he needs the votes. He needs the support. He needs the money, not just from corporations. He likes to play both sides of the street. He'll take the George Soros money, and he'll take whatever corporate money comes his way as well from Democrat billionaires. So that's just amazing. The second big story involving Wes Moore here this morning is, I don't know if you know what's going on at Howard University. Apparently, hundreds of students who applied to and were accepted at Howard University in Washington, D.C., failed to pay their deposits even after repeated warnings that you need to pay up, otherwise you'll lose your spot. It happens every cycle, but a lot this time, and it caused much hand-wringing among those who consider the fees an entitlement. It's just amazing to me. So these applicants were dropped, and now our governor, Wes Moore, has announced fast-tracked admissions for unenrolled Howard University students. And the governor thus has absorbed them into the university system of Maryland. And paying $800 to cover the cost of the non-refundable application fee those students paid at Howard University. Now, never mind that the University of Maryland College Park is already bursting. I got a note from a person who works down at Maryland. And he says, never mind that my campus is already bursting at the seams and sucking wind in the race to uncover funds to pay for what we're doing now. We took a 10% hit to the budget this year, about that much last year, and we're still in the red. But yeah, we can import deadbeats because the color of their skin to show how woke we are. Everyone who was laid off my campus has to be saying, what? Are you kidding me? So, again, for these students, here's the deal. I feel bad for some of these students. Maybe it's the parents' fault. Maybe it's the students' fault. But if you were getting warnings from Howard University, they were telling you, you need to pay up. Otherwise, you're going to lose your spot. And so if you're the student, you go to mom and dad and say, hey, I got to pay this up. Otherwise, I'm going to lose my spot. That apparently didn't happen, or they didn't care. Or maybe they thought they were going to get an exemption because it is a HBCU and because they happen to be black. Maybe they thought they were going to get special treatment or that privilege. Well, so it turns out that's not the way the world works. But here comes Wes Moore using our tax dollars to give deadbeats who won't pay their deposits $800 credit so they can now be absorbed into the University of Maryland system. Where is he getting the money for that? That is a good question, right? Stay tuned. More of that coming up in just a second. All right, well, remind you of what's happening with Larry Hogan being mentioned in the Fauci diary. That's right after the 6:30 news. And still to come, Ocean City. I know you've been down there recently, but teen takeovers, teen mobs now are becoming a big thing. And the mayor and others are demanding action from the Maryland General Insane Asylum. Don't hold your breath. 6:30, let's get some news headlines. Once again, here's Maggie.
Thanks. Good morning. Fox 45 reports that a convicted sex offender accused of targeting a woman while on the job is back on the run, according to the U.S. Marshals Service. Antoine Taylor, 43, is wanted on a federal probation violation. A warrant was issued for his arrest in April 2026, and according to law enforcement, Taylor's whereabouts remain unknown. On August 19, 2024, officers responded to a Giant food store on East Ford Avenue in Riverside. And teen mob-style takeovers are raising public safety concerns in Ocean City, where city leaders say large groups of teens are converging on public places and, in some cases, escalating to violence. At a council meeting in Ocean City this month, resident Michael Bell described an incident involving his 20-year-old granddaughter. They were banging on her car. She's 20 years old, and this was at 12 o'clock at night, said Bell. Bell pressed city officials about the response to the gatherings. Quote, and I'd really like to know what police are doing about these mass mobs, he said. They need to lock every one of them up, every one of them. City leaders say the incidents are threatening lives and stretching local resources. And former Baltimore State's Attorney Marilyn Mosby asked followers of a Facebook page previously associated with her political campaigns to contribute to 529 college savings accounts for her daughter, prompting questions about whether the page should be used for personal fundraising. Mosby's post invited followers to participate in what it called a 529 send-off as her oldest daughter prepares to attend Mosby's alma mater, Tuskegee University. The post included a photograph of her daughter and a QR code directing users to YouGift529.com, where they would contribute to the account. Mosby's former campaign Facebook page has over 28,000 followers, about 23,000 more than her personal page, where she also shared the post. The site offered several suggested contribution amounts, including $157, described as the average. 6:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Is your roof leaking? Do you have water spots in your walls or ceilings? Do you have leaks around your chimney or skylights? If so, then you may need to repair or replace your roof before that damage escalates. Call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing, family-owned and operated, is your full-service roofing company, specializing in steep and flat roofs, all types of metal roofs, gutters, downspouts, and skylights. They do residential and commercial roofs. Getting a roof repaired is something most homeowners dread, and when the roof does need repair, it's important to get not only the finest quality materials available, but a fair and reasonable price on installing those materials as well. So if your roof is showing signs of wear or other problems, call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing does roof repair and replacement. Call Wallace Roofing today. Wallace Roofing, 410-655-3700. MHIC number 1566. Wallace Roofing. Remember, above all, a good roof.
6:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
New Minderwreck in the city, a busy spot. A lot of intersection traffic here. Park Circle at Reisterstown Road and Druid Park Drive. Appears to be minor, but city police are there. Most of that fire call that we had early this morning is beginning to clear. They're wrapping up at Edmondson Avenue at Allendale Street over on the west side. Just a reminder, if you're up in Hunt Valley, Cockeys this morning, about 3:30, a tractor-trailer turned over in that area at Gilroy Road at Schilling Circle. So that local traffic in that area, Baltimore County might still be directing traffic there. Beltway looks good. So far, so good this morning with the lanes clear at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Not a bad start to your Friday morning. A little on the mild side. As we head toward the afternoon, look for warmer conditions. Highs in the mid to upper 80s under partly cloudy skies. Tracking some showers rolling in by the time we head into the second half of the weekend. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
No hiding from the reality of how meaningful these next three games are for the Orioles, both in the standings and for the makeup of this team. Baltimore, despite some naysayers on this show, still in the hunt Trade deadline on Monday at 6 p.m. Players' careers are up in the air. Jackson Holiday knows the deal.
It's time for us to bear down and win some games here. And obviously, we want to make a push for the playoffs, and these games are really important.
Now, tonight, the Birds host the Phillies at Camden Yards. It's the start of a three-game weekend, said Brandon Young, of that 8-2 record. Take the hill at 7:05 p.m. tonight. Meanwhile, the acquisition of catcher Jake Rogers yesterday from Detroit matters because it appears neither Adley Rutschman nor Sam Bisaio are anywhere close to returning. Rutschman has begun throwing in the outfield, but has not yet begun catching baseballs, which is important for a catcher. Timeline to return is unknown. Bisaio has been completely shut down from baseball activities to allow his right shoulder inflammation to subside, and he may take longer to heal than Rutschman. Something to watch on the Ravens' offensive side of the ball this year is the interior of the offensive line. It's completely been revamped, both guards and the center new in 2026. Running back Derrick Henry on what he's seen so far from them.
You know, those guys just focus on getting better and coming out and putting their maximum effort each and every day, and that's all you can ask for.
Now, Eric Posich projected to start at center, Venga Ioane at right guard, and John Simpson will be at left guard. Meanwhile, on the defensive side of the ball, rookie second-rounder Zion Young out of Missouri was in the backfield a lot yesterday, impressing head coach Jesse Minter.
Sometimes you got to dial him back, you know, and especially in these situations. Love the way that guy goes about his business, his physicality, his toughness. I think he's a good rusher, too.
Young, known more as an edge setter on the run game, but with such a quick burst. Meanwhile, in the college division of pro football, it's come down to this. Colleges are now suing players for leaving. In this case, Ole Miss suing two transfers who followed head coach Lane Kiffin to LSU. The Rebels filed suits over unpaid buyouts after they left for the rival Tigers in the transfer portal. Ole Miss is seeking $950,000 in compensation. The time now is 6:36. When we return, what's your cheat meal?
The moment you arrive at Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, the aroma alone will have your mouth watering. Freshly roasted pork, daily caught seafood, and homemade desserts that taste just like mom made. You'll find everything you need to prepare a great holiday feast all in one stop. And don't miss Twin Brooks Furniture for incredible ideas at unbeatable value. Open Thursdays and Fridays, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 8 to 4. Start a new holiday tradition with your family at Pennsylvania Dutch Market on York Road in Cockeysville.
So, Sean, this was an interesting back and forth in Owings Mills yesterday. Derrick Henry was at the mic, and you know his dietary habits are legendary.
Mm-hmm.
He's very, you know, obviously he's in great shape after
like Jerry
years
Rice
in the league.
Yeah.
Exactly. No sauces. Zay Flowers and Kyle Hamilton have talked about this for the last couple of years. No sauces on anything, no extra calories. So they asked him, like, you know, do you ever, you know, like, do you ever go off of
right,
that? Right.
Yeah.
So here's his response, and then we'll talk about it.
I give myself grace in the offseason. I'm not dieting as much. So somebody see me in a restaurant with a chicken, fried chicken, then that's what it is. I'm not dieting at that time. But
so, all right. So he likes the fried chicken.
He likes the fried chicken.
So
okay.
My question to you, because you're in pretty good shape.
Yeah.
You take care of yourself. Yeah. What's your cheat meal?
A cheat meal? I like myself a nice ribeye. A ribeye on the grill.
Okay.
Loaded baked potato.
Loaded butter,
butter,
sour cream.
Salt, pepper, sour cream.
Bacon, no?
Bacon bits or
okay.
Bacon, real bacon,
yeah.
Chives. I mean, it's loaded. It's loaded.
Yeah.
So that's it. How about you?
Cheesesteak.
Okay.
Cheesesteak and pizza. So, you know, I've got some dietary things going on.
Right,
but cheesesteak and pizza, absolutely. And towards that end, okay, there's a place, not shameless plug in, you know, I know they're not a sponsor or whatever. Frank's in Overly. Have you ever been there?
Yes. Great cheesesteak.
God. The cheesesteaks are humongous.
Yeah.
Okay.
Really
anyway,
good stuff.
That's mine, and we enjoy it.
There we go. That's right.
Right in
cha-ching.
The pocket.
All right. Thanks, Gary. 6:38, 22 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. And again, just a flashback to the Fauci testimony this week. Just a couple of years ago on CNN, Dr. Fauci said this.
Well, if I become a punching bag, I'm a punching bag. But I am very happy to testify before any congressional oversight committee. I have nothing to hide. I can explain and validate everything that I've done. So, you know, it's going to be inconvenient if they actually are out there essentially threatening to make my life miserable. But I'm going to do what I need to do, and that is cooperate fully, because we have nothing to hide at all.
And then on Wednesday, the story changed.
On the advice of counsel, I respectfully declined to answer
based upon my rights under the Fifth Amendment of the Constitution.
And, of course, the media had a meltdown. I remember Colbert with the dancing needles and all these people like Julia Roberts, you're my personal hero. You know, all the celebrities and the hype. The guy was a total fake, a phony, and a fraud. They might not be able to put him in jail because I doubt if anybody's got the cojones to prosecute him. But maybe they could take his medical license away. I mean, I'm not sure he's practicing anymore, but at least I think that the very minimum should be what happened. Here's Lawrence O'Donnell on MS Now while talking behind. There was a graphic up on the screen that said, I love you, Tony.
Bernie Moreno's target in that hearing today was a man who has done more in service to this country and the world than every senator in that room and the entire current United States Senate combined.
7 million people have died worldwide. 1 million people here in the United States. And sad to report that a guest we've had on this show and on my podcast, Sam Faddis, a great American patriot, passed away over the weekend due to complications from COVID and the jab. Again, a great American patriot. So our thoughts and prayers go to Sam Faddis. We had a caller yesterday asking about Larry Hogan. Was he mentioned in the diaries? I did find one mention of Larry Hogan. It was actually an article that Hogan wrote and that Fauci posted or put a link to in his diary. It says, governors like me rely on experts for COVID facts. Dr. Fauci has never let me down. He said, when America's top public health experts like Dr. Fauci are sidelined or undermined for political purposes, that's not just a problem for the public, which desperately needs credible information and voices. It's a problem for America's governors as we work with our federal partners out of the public view. Times of crisis, we turn to these experts like Dr. Fauci for the hard facts and to be voices of reason within the sprawling federal bureaucracy. Dr. Fauci and team walked us through some horrifying scenarios that would unfold in our states only a couple months later and offered concrete suggestions on how we would begin to prepare. Hogan writes, right after that meeting, I went back to my team with a clear message, get ready. I began to reach out to some of the top public health experts in our country to form my own coronavirus response team that would be invaluable during this crisis. Apparently, they were all the same ilk as Fauci. Lock us down, mask us up, distance, get the jab. Remember, get the damn jab. Where do you think that came from? It came from Fauci. And Hogan writes that he spent the first weekend of April of 2020 on the phone with all the other people who needed to hear about this. Dr. Fauci, Dr. Collins is another, I think, who should be prosecuted. Secretary Admiral Brett Girard, Defense Secretary Mark Esper, Army Secretary Ryan McCarthy, and he said Fauci told, he laid out his Capital Region concern, and Fauci said to Governor Hogan, I think you're exactly right, Governor. And he said to me in his famous gravelly voice, right now as we speak, I'm pulling into the parking lot at the White House, I'm going to raise the issue with the whole task force. And Dr. Fauci, writes Hogan, never let me or the people of Maryland down. I shudder to think where our country would be today without him. I don't mean to suggest that the experts like Fauci always get it right. They're learning as we go along, just like the rest of us. And leaders can't rely on public health experts only. It's our job to get input from diverse perspectives and consider how our policies impact everyone. And he writes, and this is back in April of 2020, we need Dr. Fauci more than ever. Okay, massive mistake on the part of lockdown, Larry. 6:43, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here was the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
There's an incident here on I-83 southbound. It's right at the bridge at Belfast Road and in that area as you're moving south, actually, at Mount Carmel Road on the right side, but a medic unit is there. They have the lanes open as you're going by the scene. There's a tractor trailer also involved, so just a heads up there. It's not a big problem. Don't need to detour at this point. Matter of fact, the medic unit now has just left the scene, so no major injuries or anything like that. But the tractor trailer is remaining there on the right-hand side. In the city, looks like a minor accident. Park Circle, Reisterstown Road, Druid Park Drive. Last check a couple of minutes ago. Still clear. Everybody's running okay southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
There's a real Brady Bunch right here.
Who can I be, Kristen?
You can be Florence.
I don't want to be Florence.
You're Florence.
She's dead.
All right, we'll take it back then.
Thank you.
All right. 640.
You can be Robert Reed.
No. Oh, he did, too. He gone.
No, thank you. Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. We're going to be back in the mid-up 80s this afternoon under partly cloudy skies. It's just a beautiful morning out there this morning. Nice, low humidity, dry. Sun is up and ready to roll here for your weekend. It is going to get a little more hot and humid as the weekend unfolds. So hang in there. Today looks to be the best day of the weekend so far. Right now, it is 67 and cloudy in Reisterstown. And it's 69 in downtown Baltimore. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of Butterball Johnson.
Twinkies are back.
Twinkies are back. Yes, and so are the Ho-Hos. And the Ring Ding Juniors.
Ring Ding and King Don. No, that was the other one. King Don's. Ding Dongs and King Don's.
Is that what you said?
King Don.
King Don.
Weren't they called King Don's?
I think you said King Dong.
I didn't say that.
Can we roll that back?
I did not say that.
Roll that back.
I demand a
recount.
I demand a recount.
You haven't been the same since you saw the whale.
No. It totally changed my morning.
It's a life-altering
event. It really did.
Event.
A life-changer.
A few weeks ago, Aldi debuted a new product. Remember I told you about the box of four ice cubes they were selling for $4.99?
Mm-hmm.
They're not selling. So now Aldi is discounting them. So now you get such a deal. Aldi has slashed the price of four ice cubes to $2.49.
Wow, yeah. What a deal.
So if you want just four frozen ice cubes in a box, $2.49 at Aldi's.
Wow.
Better deal here. Domino's once again offering a half-off pizza deal. This time around, it's not limited to online. It's also good for over-the-phone and in-person orders as well. Much better. The 50% off all menu price pizza deal available at participating Domino's locations through this Sunday. Only menu prices will vary by location. But the cheapest one, large cheese pizza, will set you back $8.50. And, of course, now you can get that for $4.25.
Wow.
That's really good.
Yeah. And KFC, I don't know why, but KFC has now got a new chicken, signature fried chicken sandwich. They had originally the creamy original crispy naan bread on the chicken, but now they have the tandoori zinger.
Oh boy!
Which
look out!
Yeah, and tandoori loaded fries. So those are like Indian food. You might now get your wish at.
They get even at the end.
Kentucky Fried Chicken. Now it's Bangladesh fried chicken.
End.
I think. Yeah. And apparently, Purdue chicken nuggets now getting a protein powered from another 20 grams of protein per serving. No fillers, no shortcuts, just real chicken from the folks at Purdue. You get Purdue powered high protein chicken nuggets, strips, and bites as well.
Bites?
Yeah. If you're looking to up your protein.
You know, I actually played golf one time with Frank Purdue.
Did you really?
Just by accident. Yeah. We were down at Ocean City and we were a twosome.
Did you ask him what Over allegedly asked him?
No. Do
you remember that? Remember that story? I don't know if
forget
it was
the Oprah. Specifics. I think you're right. I think it was Oprah.
You look like a chicken.
Yes.
So you know you look like a.
Did he retaliate? I don't remember.
I don't know.
He did.
I don't know.
He did, and the whole world stopped.
Yeah, exactly. It was
pretty bad.
He was very nice. He came out and he introduced himself, and we played golf. You know, we had a good.
Was he a good golfer?
He was.
All right.
He was a member of that Ocean City Golf and Yacht Club.
Was he a chicken scratch golfer?
Come on, man.
I sent you a video yesterday of...
I saw Tom Levin.
Yeah.
Yes, I appreciate that.
Yeah, exactly. This is crashed into a tree on the golf course.
Oh. He's crashed into a tree all the time.
It's rare when he doesn't crash into a tree.
It's true.
That is true.
They jump out of the way when they see him coming.
All right. Seeing a couple, Chuck. Appreciate that. 6:49. 11 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. 410-922-6680. 1-800-WCBM-680. And again, that was you know, that Hogan article was in USA Today, if you want to go back and read it, if you want. But it appears he took all his marching orders, his suggestions and recommendations, lock, stock, and barrel from Dr. Fauci, who, by the way, as I said yesterday, he botched the AIDS thing back in, the AIDS thing back in the 80s. And then, of course, there was other issues. He did gain-of-function research on the avian flu. That got out, and that was transmissible. And now, ignoring the government ban on gain-of-function research, he funded it, and he helped promote it in the Wuhan. The Wuhan weasel, as he is now known, is Dr. Fauci. And again, why wouldn't you, if you were a governor of the state of Maryland, why would you put all your eggs in one basket, just one guy? I would have reached out to another. Now, apparently Scott Gottlieb was another one that he went to advice for, but there were other people like Jay Bhattacharya, Scott Atlas at the time, and there were other doctors out there that were basically saying, hey, wait a minute, this is not the case. This is not exactly settled science. But then you had Fauci saying, I am science, and people like Larry Hogan believe in him.
We also had Marty McCary right here in Hopkins, who we had on the show several times during that period, who was saying, wait a minute, this doesn't make sense. The lockdowns aren't working, the vaccines and masks aren't working. So
yeah, you're absolutely right.
There were others. But remember, Hogan told us, I remember during that COVID time, that horrible time, he also followed New York and Andrew Cuomo and governor, because Maryland was identical to New York, which made never made any sense.
Yeah.
Never made, especially considering New York City and the population there. But that's what he told us. But Cuomo was taking his orders from Fauci. So however you want to look at it, all roads lead back to Fauci. But everybody had their own mind. So I don't like when people come back like, well, we weren't sure. We would rather be safe than sorry. We didn't have all the information at the time. No, you did. We were saying it on this show. And if you watch Steve Bannon's War Room or other podcasts, there were experts that were speaking out and questioning it in real time at the time. We knew it wasn't making sense.
And of course, we were blacklisted, and we were basically called conspiracy kooks. And
we weren't patriots.
Exactly. And now, of course, I think we've been vindicated in all of that. But you look at it, and now the scarf queen, Deborah Birx, is out there saying, trying to throw Fauci under the bus, saying stuff like, well, it got political because the blue states, you know, they had to answer to their voters, and they're the ones that locked down. And actually, there's a lot of truth to the fact that the blue states overreacted, and some of the red states did not, like Florida and South Dakota and so on and so forth. All right, 6:51, and our good friend Dr. Melissa Segev at Audiology Associates wanted me to remind you that, again, if you're having some kind of hearing issue, if you have thinking you're losing your hearing or might be losing your hearing, it's better that you act quickly to get that hearing tested, to get it checked out, because sometimes, in a lot of cases, you can turn hearing loss around. Basically, when you catch it sooner rather than later. You get it later, damage is already done. So if you are having any kind of issues with your hearing, get tested today. Go to any one of their 10 locations throughout the Baltimore metro area. Call for your appointment, 410-944-3100. That's 410-944-3100 or AAIAudiology.com. They take a gentle, empathetic approach to all your hearing issues, whether it's clogged hearing from earwax or some other anatomical issue, or maybe just minor hearing loss. Get it done today, and much like you do a physical, annual physical, and your vision test as well. Call or visit Audiology Associates. When silence is not golden, call them today, 410-944-3100.
Looking for the perfect shooting experience? Come to Free State Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town. Don't forget to ask about our brand new gold and silver memberships. Enjoy unlimited range time, advanced lane reservations, and exclusive discounts on firearms, accessories, and training. Visit us right now and take advantage of our extensive inventory of firearms and accessories. Visit freestategunrange.com or stop by today. Free State Gun Range. Shop, shoot, improve.
Hi, Sean Casey here. If you're a contractor, before your next kitchen or remodeling project, talk to Mike and the team at Elegant Kitchen and Design in Baltimore County. They understand what contractors need. Fast turnaround, competitive pricing, and quality materials that help the job look right. From cabinets to countertops, they help you get what you need without slowing the project down. Visit their Baltimore County showroom or go to ElegantKD.com. That's ElegantKD.com and tell them Sean Casey sent you.
A lot can happen in an hour.
Strap yourselves in, folks.
We'll update you at the top of it, just minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We're trying to figure out how Chuck would strap himself in. That is quite the visual there. 6:53, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update.
I don't think I've ever worn one of these.
Here's Lugnuts Johnson.
Oh, my. The visual would be awful.
Yes, it would.
Size of the Baker Ridge. Oh, my God. Good shape right here at Sandy Point. At Ozempic Drive, as I like to call it. Oceanic Drive. All the lanes are open. Everybody's clear through there. And then at the Severn River Bridge. Head over towards I-97. No problems. Top of the hill. Still clear on I-97 southbound at Route 32. The wreck on the southbound side of 83 is at Mount Carmel Road. It's a tractor trailer on the right shoulder. There's really no impact there right now. And for the traffic at both the tunnels, we're good to go. And now the BW Parkway looks good. Filling in just a bit, both north and southbound between 197 and the ramps at Route 100. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Mild start to the day. Gorgeous, beautiful morning here. Mid to upper 80s today. Low humidity. It's going to be a nice dry day today. And tomorrow, temps go back into the lower 90s. Chance for showers and storms on Sunday remain in the forecast as the humidity creeps back into the area for the upcoming latter part of the weekend. Right now, we're looking at a partly sunny start to the morning, and we are at 70 degrees in Dundalk, 67 in Forest Hill. Well, the teen mob-style takeovers, we've seen them before in this area. Towson Town Center, White Marsh, we've had them in Fells Point. Just recently, there was a mob that took over a restaurant at the Navy Yard in Washington, D.C. Some of these are pre-planned and orchestrated. Others happen almost spontaneously. And the problem is, look, even though the vast majority may try to be gathering for peaceful purposes, eventually there are ne'er-do-wells, as they say, that either will bring alcohol or firearms or something else, and violence breaks out. It's happening in Ocean City now on a regular basis. At a council meeting this month, Ocean City resident Michael Bell described an incident involving his 20-year-old granddaughter.
They were banging on her car. She's 20 years old, and this is at 12 o'clock at night. And I really would like to know what the police are doing about these mass mobs. Just dispersing them is wrong. They need to lock every one of them up. Every one of them.
Yeah, so his 20-year granddaughter, again, when you get in one of those mobs, one of those crowds, and they surround your car, you get frozen. You don't know whether to drive, and you could hit somebody and run them over and hurt them, or even worse, kill them. Or you, if you're in fear of your life, you could be dragged out of the vehicle, and something could bad happen to you. So this has got to stop, no doubt. Delegate Chris Adams, who represents Ocean City, saying the problem is there are no boundaries for these individuals and no consequences.
You know, in this case, they're finding, you know, these young teenagers, that there are no immediate boundaries nor consequences for their behavior.
City leaders are saying these incidents are threatening lives and stretching their local resources. Adams and other local leaders appealing to the governor this month, asking for the state help during the upcoming special legislative session, which starts on Monday. In their request, they wrote, "We respectfully request your support for emergency legislation during the upcoming General Assembly that would provide local governments with appropriate tools to respond to these incidents." But that request was denied.
I think it's defensive, their response. I think it's reactionary to real criticism. If we're going to show up in session, are we a little bit concerned about the optics? Are we concerned about, are we there to serve the people's interest? Or are we attempting politics at its worst? And it does feel like politics at the worst at the moment.
In a letter from leaders of the House and Senate, Delegate Adams and others were informed that the upcoming special session would only deal with legislation concerning congressional redistricting. Well, that's a lie. Because we reported to you yesterday, they're also going to consider raises for AFSCME state employees and union employees and union folk. So that is a complete lie. It was supposed to be limited to redistricting, and they lied once again because why? They can. Ocean City Mayor Rick Meehan saying that parents, it's up to you to know what the heck your kids are up to.
And parents, you really need to know where your kids are and maybe what they're doing.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, there are a lot of parents that aren't parenting. They have failed the test of parents. If you've got a 14, 15, 16-year-old out at all hours of the night, and you don't know where they are, and you don't care, well, I mean, that speaks volumes. But again, we're still waiting for some kind of bill, whether it's Ivan Bates in Baltimore City, whether it's statewide, that would hold the parents accountable for their teenagers out raising havoc at all hours of the night. You know, if you're a contractor and you're working on a build or a big redesign and you need appliances, let me tell you, having the right partners makes all the difference. That's why you need to look into Talent Appliance. Their trade program is, it is second to none. Literally built for pros like builders, contractors. If you're an interior designer and multifamily property owners, they handle delivery nationwide. You get exactly what you ordered on time. Plus, you get dedicated rep exclusive benefits and pricing tailored to your specific project. They have over 70 brands to choose from. Everything from everyday appliances to high-end luxury kitchens. Call or text Mayor, either Mayor, or go online. TownAppliance.com to get started today at, of course, Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills. It's 7 o'clock with Casey and Company.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. Amit Thomason. A ruling by Spain's Supreme Court combined with the policies of a socialist government has unleashed a migrant invasion. Thousands of migrants, many of them young men from Morocco, are flooding into the Spanish enclave of Ceuta.
There has been this big attempt for people to get across, but the question is, what happens to them once they're there? You've got the authorities that run this Spanish territory saying that they're overwhelmed, that there are reception centers which are already full up, that if anyone needs medical treatment, that the hospitals will be full. And also, they say they're worried about the security side of things.
The BBC's Nick Beek says so far 18 migrants have died trying to reach the Spanish territory. President Trump blames far-left globalist policies. He's again urging Europe to reverse course or risk its own demise. There are fresh hopes for a path to peace in the Mideast. The president's multinational board of peace announcing a deal that would see Hamas disarm and Israel withdraw its forces from Gaza. Looks like Seattle's going to be in the market for a new police chief.
Seattle Police Chief Sean Barnes tells the Seattle Times his future as chief is up to the mayor amid public criticism and confusing communications after a shootout at a crowded food festival. Mayor Katie Wilson announced that Barnes had resigned and that she was appointing Andre Sales as interim chief. But Barnes supporters say Wilson actually asked him to resign and he declined. Several black community organizations held a rally Thursday to try and save Barnes' job, saying he had helped improve relations between the police and the community. Wilson's office says they will hold a City Hall press conference at 11 a.m. Pacific on Friday to introduce Chief Sales and talk about the process for a permanent chief. I'm Jennifer King.
Cyber attacks on more than 30 water utilities in Minnesota earlier this week. It's under investigation. The Dow futures are up 343 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 328. Townhall.com.
Joe Fallon did something smart. He saved hundreds on auto insurance switching to Progressive. With that money, he commissioned a portrait of himself. Does Joe already know what he looks like? Yes. Do guests know what he looks like? Also yes. But not as art. It's Joe's savings, and if he wants to spend it on a velvet painting of himself with a white tiger at his feet, we say, roar, Joe, roar. Switch and see if you could save with Progressive and treat yourself. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Hey, y'all, I'm Willie Robertson.
And I'm Corey Robertson.
We partnered with Echo. It's a new platform, not just streaming.
Movies and series that are safe for your family.
Echo! I love a podcast.
Plus, Echo Daily Devotionals.
Echo. Hey, Willie, what is Echo?
Echo is my pet squirrel.
Echo is not just faith-friendly, it is faith-driven.
Be a part of something better.
Echo.
Echo.
It's where I want to be.
That's EKKL.com.
Subscribe now.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 7:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Lanes are open on the JFX. If you're coming south from Ruxton Road, looking at you live here right at the city county line, all the lanes are open. Of course, we don't have any cameras in the city, but we can see just from the data that everything's open from Northern Parkway through the ramps downtown. Still perfectly clear. Good to go this morning. No delays at all right now at both the Harbor Tunnels, 95 Russell Street, and 395. The big junction there at Camden Yards is doing fine. And then 95 South as you're continuing from Howard County towards the Capitol Beltway. The lanes are open, getting a little bit heavy as you get closer to 495 in Prince George's County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Not a bad start to your Friday morning, a little on the mild side. As we head toward the afternoon, look for warmer conditions, highs in the mid to upper 80s under partly cloudy skies. Tracking some showers rolling in by the time we head into the second half of the weekend. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
67 degrees in Falston and 67 in Owings Mills. At 7:04, hear the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Audiology Associates. Fox 45 reports that 14 people have been indicted on federal charges alleging that they conspired to distribute fentanyl, heroin, and cocaine base at open-air markets in Baltimore's Sandtown Winchester neighborhood. The federal indictment filed in the U.S. District Court for the District of Maryland on July 22nd and unsealed Wednesday alleges that the 14 individuals conducted daily drug sales at these open-air markets between December 2025 and July 2026. As Baltimore's legal battle over access to government records heads toward a judge's decision, a former federal inspector general says the outcome could reshape how government watchdogs operate, not only in Baltimore, but across Maryland. Mark Lee Greenblatt, who served as inspector general for the U.S. Department of the Interior and chair of the Council of the Inspectors General on Integrity and Efficiency, told Fox 45 he believes the lawsuit between Inspector General Isabel Cumming and the Scott administration threatens the independence inspectors general rely on to investigate government. The Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 127. The pick 4, 0601. 7:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. The past 35 years have shown advancements in every scientific field, and this includes how we as audiologists treat patients with ringing in the ears, also known as tinnitus. 85 million Americans suffer from tinnitus, and it is the number one disability experienced by our returning soldiers. Tinnitus is a constant sound in the ears that no one else can hear, and it can occur as a wide range of sounds. However, it is now treatable. If you suffer from tinnitus, let one of our doctors evaluate you and develop a treatment plan. Call our main number, 410-944-3100, or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans. So call 410-944-3100 when silence is not golden.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Sports at 7:05 brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys, my guys. O's and Phillies tonight at Camden Yards as both teams try to stay in the hunt. Brandon Young will take the hill for Baltimore, and he's on a heater, a 2.21 ERA in his last three starts. His manager on why.
Just the way he throws strikes right now and commanding the strike zone, attacking with all of his pitches, getting the curveball going, the slider. And
8 of his last 11 have been quality starts. The Phillies, by the way, have yet to announce a starter for tonight. Meanwhile, one of the O's competitors was active yesterday in the trade market, the Twins acquiring reliever A.J. Minter from the Mets. Minnesota's bullpen among the worst in the majors this season, but still just a game out of the final wild card spot. Elsewhere in baseball, how about the Rays yesterday getting a big lift from a former Oriole?
0-3 today. Goes after the first one down the left field line toward the corner, and that ball is gone. It carried over that 315 marker, and Cedric Mullins breaks this tie.
Dwayne Statz had the call on Rays TV. Mullins, don't get me wrong, not having a great year batting 202, but that didn't matter yesterday as the Rays beat the Rangers 3-2, and they're 64-44 on the year, 20 games over 500. Meanwhile, in Owings Mills, wide receiver Zay Flowers was at the mic talking about one of the keys to the new Declan Doyle offense.
Everybody's positionless. Everybody, you can play every spot, inside, outside. Sometimes the receiver's playing the tight end position, so you never know.
A lot of versatility out there. And finally, some sad news to report from the world of football. Billy Ray Smith Jr., longtime San Diego Chargers linebacker, died Wednesday following a long journey with dementia caused by CTE, his family announced. Smith Jr. was the son, of course, of Billy Ray Smith Sr., a standout defensive lineman who spent 9 years with the Baltimore Colts back in the 60s and early 1970s, notably anchoring the team's defense during their Super Bowl V championship run in 1970. Billy Ray Smith Jr. was 64 years of age. Coming up in 30 minutes, is Lamar's best football still to come? And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. If your heating or AC system gives you trouble, you need a company you can count on. That's why I recommend Farnan and Dermer, serving Baltimore for 125 years and one of the few that offer same-day service while others are a week or more out. Plus, take advantage of interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems and BGE rebates of up to $3,000 on high-efficiency HVAC systems. Tell them I sent you and get an AC system tune-up for just $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys. They're my guys.
From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Hey, thanks for joining us and starting your day with us each and every morning at 6 a.m. during your breakfast hours on your way to work, where whatever you happen to be doing, we love that you're tuning in. And you can participate as well, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680, email us at am680@wcbm.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hagrick, back from her mini vacation. We welcome Kristen back. Coming up in this hour, illegal alien murder suspect who was accused of strangulating a girl in Howard County was arrested in Texas. He tried to flee. And we get the whole story there, and we hear from a couple of folks on why Maryland has now become a sanctuary for these kinds of individuals. California Governor and candidate Javier Becerra, a whistleblower, is now placing children, illegal alien children, migrant children, in containers. You know, the containers that go on container ships? So we got that story for you. But our top story here today, we talked to Mackenzie Frost about this yesterday. She was doing this last night on In Depth on Fox 45 and a follow-up on the lawsuit between City Inspector General Isabel Cumming and Mayor Scott. The lawsuit, if you're not familiar with it, basically stems from a dispute whether the Baltimore Office of Inspector General should continue to have direct access to city records, which they've had for the last 6 years. And the computer systems as well, or whether investigators must instead obtain records through Maryland's Public Information Act like the rest of us do. The difference is city voters in the charter amendment gave the inspector general that power, gave her subpoena power, and now Mayor Scott is trying to take that away through legal trickery and gimmicks. Whether the judge is going to go for it, we don't know. But a former federal inspector general at the Department of Interior, his name is Mark Greenblatt, he says he's got some major concerns if the judge does not rule in the inspector general's favor.
This seems to be, challenging the fundamental premise that IGs can get access to whatever they need inside the government in order to conduct their oversight. This is what the people of Baltimore, the citizens of Baltimore, voted for all those years ago. And this is what inspectors general have come to rely upon, that access, throughout the United States, at the federal level, state level, and local level. This is an absolute fundamental bedrock principle for inspectors general to be able to get materials and documents that they need to conduct their oversight. So this is an absolute catastrophe with respect to inspectors general, both in Maryland but across the country, I would argue.
Yeah, Mark Greenblatt, who served as IG for U.S. Department of Interior, chair of the Council of Inspectors General on Integrity and Efficiency, says what they're doing here is they're turning watchdogs to lapdogs.
This appears to be a very clear attempt to convert the watchdogs into lapdogs. We've gotten to this point where the relationship between the inspector general and the mayor has deteriorated to this point. It is frankly catastrophic from my perspective for the people, for the citizens of Baltimore, and for frankly all of Maryland.
And coming up next, we'll hear who Greenblatt blames for this entire sordid affair and what could be the consequences. What could the fallout be if the judge rules in favor of the city versus the inspector general? 713 traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
Had a report of a vehicle fire, Harford County, southbound 95 in the area of Mountain Road at Route 152. I've looked from Route 24 down through there. If it's there, it's not creating a big problem. Traffic is clear after Route 24. It's clear at Mountain Road. So we'll get some more information on that and let you know if there's anything more to it. Could be on one of the ramps in that same area, but at least the main line right now is running okay. Both the tunnels still clear. Don't see any major issues right now going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel with all four lanes open right next door, 895. The Old Harbor Tunnel, also clear. Good to go right here at O'Donnell Street and into the tunnel southbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. What a gorgeous, beautiful morning and start to the day today for this Friday. We're in the highs of the upper 80s and then partly cloudy throughout most of the afternoon. Tomorrow, temperatures back into the lower 90s. And then on Sunday, a chance for more showers and storms. It'll be hot and humid, lower 90s again for your first weekend in August. Right now we're looking at mostly cloudy and 67 in Reisterstown, and it is a 70 under partly cloudy skies in Dundalk. Time for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
And one of the things, somewhat of a surprise, but I'm not completely shocked, is that there are two ways that the left is successful come every election cycle. One is that the, especially since COVID, the mail-in ballots, the elections being rigged and fixed, etc., as we thought with 3 November 2020. Ever since then, many of these elections are, you know, we just saw what happened in California to Spencer Pratt, what might happen again to Steve Hilton. So the use of the mail-in ballots are now, again, they count ballots, not votes, in the Democrat Party, and that's the difference. And the other is through violence. And there's been four attempts on President Trump's life. There have been other attempts on other cabinet members' lives. And again, I think Vice President Vance is under great threat. Secretary of State Marco Rubio, we have told, is under great threat. We've even heard that First Lady Melania and the President's and First Lady's son, Barron, have been threatened by an Iranian assassination plot. Scott Bessent, the Treasury Secretary, recently revealed he also was a target.
And before I proceed, I'm going to go off script for a minute, which is always dangerous. But I'm going to remind everyone in this room and all the media that I was the subject of an assassination attempt February 2024 by an addled left-wing activist 2 hours after being sworn into my job. So any of you who want to report that this is a fiction and does not exist, be there for the sentencing this August.
Yeah, and that... you know, mildly surprising, but no, everybody who serves in the Trump administration could be considered a target, especially since this is how the violent left rolls. And it's just not just the left in this country, it's the left worldwide. You remember them taking out the strong Italian minister Aldo Moro, or German industrialist, anybody that gets in the way of the globalists and want to be have their country be a sovereign nation with borders. You see what's happening in Spain right now, Morocco. There's an invasion going on, and our media is treating it as if these were people just on a summer vacation in Spain. So, again, this is the ongoing threat from the global left, not just the American left. The global left is assassinations and rigged elections, and we've got to be very sensitive to it. President Trump says the Board of Peace reached an agreement for complete disarmament of Hamas and all other armed groups in Gaza. He announced that this is the Board of Peace, which he heads and chairs, going to run Gaza Strip in that 20-point plan last September. So now there's a disarmament plan. As far as Iran goes, a strike package is being considered, we are told. Again, you got Raisin Kane and Admiral Cooper both comparing notes here to figure out how to finish off Iran once and for all. I think the president is losing patience and faith in the mullahs of Iran. I don't think there's anybody left in Iran that actually wants a deal or can speak for somebody that has a deal. The IRGC is completely in charge there. The president also announced a plan to circumvent Tom Tillis and John Cornyn, two rhinos, after they tried to derail the confirmation of Todd Blanche to Attorney General of the United States. And the president says he's going to postpone a key vote to advance his nomination. Chairman Chuck Grassley postponed the markup vote after these two idiots made demands from the DOJ to change the language. I would point out that Mr. Senator Cornyn, who was beaten by Ken Paxton, he confirmed Merrick Garland. John Cornyn voted to confirm Merrick Garland, but he won't vote to confirm Todd Blanche. If that doesn't tell you everything you need to know about Cornyn Tillis at all. Elon Musk is unleashing the midterm war machine to save President Trump's majority. He is the very definition, I think, of a great American patriot. And remember, Thune has sent money from the Senate Republican Leadership Fund to both Georgia and Michigan, but not a cent to Texas for Ken Paxton. He's not devoting a single cent or dollar to help Ken Paxton win in Texas. Elon Musk is stepping up to the plate. John Thune has got to go. He is not a friend to the MAGA movement. He's not a friend to the Republican Party, and he keeps making excuses on the Save America Act. The far-left Ninth Nutty Circus Court of Appeals has ruled that illegal aliens arrested inside the United States cannot be held in mandatory detention. This is basically catch and release nationwide. That is going to be appealed by the Trump administration forthright. All right, that's the way it was. 558 days now into the new golden age of America.
And we are just getting started.
It is 7:21. More on the battle over the Inspector General Mayor Scott coming up here in just a second. But if you are in or thinking about remodeling your kitchen, and of course it can be really, really expensive based on today's prices and everything else, I want to share with you Elegant Kitchen and Design. Mike and his team, they do a fantastic job, and it's much more affordable there. They have all their cabinetry laid out for you, several different designs to pick from, different colors. You can go see what's going to fit your kitchen, talk with the design team, go ask to see Mike, tell him I sent you. And then, of course, countertops, they got it all there, quartz, quartzite, granite countertops, anything that you want for your kitchen design. And they're going to save you a significant amount of money. So get your contractor, head over there, or you can go out and check it out yourself. At Elegant Kitchen and Design, their Baltimore County showroom on Joppa Road, and or check out their website, ElegantKD.com. That's ElegantKD.com.
Listen Sunday at 4 p.m. for Prosper with Keith Singer. Keith brings you financial planning tips because he wants you to prosper in your retirement. That's Prosper with Keith Singer, Sunday at 4 p.m. on 680 a.m. WCBM. Singer Wealth Advisors is an SEC-registered investment advisory firm.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
Coming up at the bottom of the hour, California gubernatorial candidate, a Democrat, Javier Becerra, whistleblower, says he placed illegal alien children in containers, you know, like they have on cargo ships. And coming up at the top of the hour, Baltimore Sun's Tinashe Chingarande is going to join us to talk about the special session on Monday. Again, this former Secretary of the Department of Interior, Inspector General Mark Greenblatt, saying there is blame here to place on this feud between Mayor Scott and Isabel Cumming.
Frankly, I lay much, if not all, of the blame on the mayor and his staff. This is unacceptable behavior from an agency head who should be setting the tone for the rest of the government that follows his lead. They should be welcoming oversight, fair, objective, independent oversight, like Isabel Mercedes Cumming does. She serves in that very role very, very well.
Yeah, and yesterday we played a clip that had Mayor Scott saying that he always does, or the day before, always does the right thing. The Baltimore City voters can trust him to always do the right thing. Well, the right thing here would be is to honor the voters that voted yes on the charter amendment that created the Inspector General's office and at the same time gave her the power to independently, not to have the city approve, to go through the city's law department every time you want to investigate something, not to sign off on it, not to, you know, to give it the stamp or vote it down, but an independent investigation requires subpoena power. You have to have access to the records that you need to fully conduct a thorough independent investigation. And now we got Mayor Scott trying to put his thumb on the scale. And the reason for that, I believe, it's something, he's hiding something, and most likely that something has to do with either Safe Streets or the Sidestep program as well. 7:23, traffic weather on the threes. Time for the update. Here's the King, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
BW Parkway still in good shape, looking southbound from Arundel Mills down to Route 32, and all the lanes are open there. Looks like we're still fine coming north from Powder Mill Road and up towards 197. Just getting a report that maybe a new minor wreck here on the BW Parkway southbound right at the Capitol Beltway, but not seeing any big delays, but that's just a heads up for that in Prince George's County. The outer loop into the area towards Montgomery County after New Hampshire Avenue, a little heavier traffic there, over to about Route 29, but at least this morning still clear on the Beltway around to the American Legion Bridge, and also on the inner loop with some heavy traffic at Indian Head Highway, but the lanes are open at the Woodrow Wilson Bridge and over into Springfield and Alexandria with the lanes open all the way over towards I-95 South. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast is a beautiful start to the day and weekend here this morning. Sunny, dry, low humidity, upper 80s this afternoon. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, temperatures reaching back into the lower 90s. Chance for some showers and storms on Sunday. So keep that in mind for weekend activities. And right now we're looking at 71 and partly cloudy in Dundalk. It is 70 in Parkville. Got a text here from one of our listeners regarding what we discussed last hour with Larry Hogan being mentioned in Tony Fauci's diary. Paul says, good morning. Thanks for continuing to bring to light fraud in Fauci. It's unfortunate that Hogan followed Fauci's recommendations almost to the letter. Here's the real motivator, I believe, and why that happened. Hogan and so many of government officials and much of the population are firm believers that government is the answer and solution to all the problems. Therefore, there was no reason to look elsewhere. Too many different doctors who were saying this was not the direction that the country should be taking. Just my two cents. I think it's partially true. I think that elected officials, once they get in office, they think that they are the answer. And this narcissism that we saw from Tony Fauci, I am science, and Larry Hogan, I am the solution. You combine those two, that's a fatal mix. That's a combustible fatal mix, in my estimation. So this fight now between the City Inspector General and Mayor Scott, the argument is that this would violate attorney-client privilege if the Inspector General had access to all the records, had direct access to the records of all city employees and through the City Law Department. And Greenblatt addressed that issue before the courts.
The fundamental principle at issue here is that the IGs, the Inspectors General, are part of the government, and therefore they are part of the client. Now, that does not mean that they can do whatever they want with that attorney-client privileged information. They do protect attorney-client privilege. When I was in office, that was a big deal for us, and that is something that we took very, very seriously.
Why do you think the mayor is deciding that this is the fight he and his administration want to make?
Well, it inevitably begs the question of, you know, are they hiding something? Clearly, you know, IG Cumming is getting very, very close to something that's a sensitive issue. That's the natural inclination when you see this type of very heavy-handed, unprecedented response.
That's Mackenzie Frost with Mark Greenblatt. And Greenblatt went on to say that, you know, again, the judge is going to take 30 days, Judge Pamela White. And we talked to Mackenzie yesterday about that. Her court docket is extremely full. That's why the delay. But if he rules for the Inspector General, then that would basically emphasize and uphold the voters' wishes on the charter amendment. If, however, she rules in favor of the city, I don't know if she tries to split the baby on this one or not. She might. Then he says that could have fallout. That could have consequences statewide.
I'm very concerned that this is going to threaten the very foundation of independent oversight, certainly for Baltimore, but also it could threaten the independent oversight mechanisms, the inspectors general in other Maryland counties, like my home county of Montgomery County, Howard County, Anne Arundel. There are others that are in jeopardy if this lawsuit moves forward in a manner detrimental to the Inspector General.
Was that a mistake on behalf of lawmakers for not taking action when they had a chance earlier this year?
Absolutely. That is an absolute paradigm shift and something that should be troubling every single Maryland taxpayer. It upends decades of precedent in terms of how inspectors general work, both at the federal level, at the state level, and at the local level. So this is something that's very problematic, and the Maryland legislature needs to act on this as soon as possible.
Now, they won't be doing it starting Monday, that's for sure. But the catalyst for all this is Senator Antonio Hayes, a Democrat from the city, who sent a letter to Attorney General Brown asking for clarification. And then Brown, this was an advice, not an opinion, not a legally binding opinion, but an advice letter in which they basically said that they needed to go through the MPIA. So my suggestion to Brown would be rescind or replace that letter and clarify once and for all that the Inspector General should have access to it. She'll treat attorney-client privilege with the appropriate confidentiality, I'm sure. Vinny Steele is your home sold guarantee realty. Vinny is going to sell your home at the price that you want in the time frame that you need, and he's going to do that with that guarantee because he's got over 12,000 buyers in his database that are just waiting to see your home. And in many cases, your home sells after you agreed and signed the contract. It sells even before it hits the open market or the MLS because these are buyers that are qualified. They're ready, willing, and able to purchase your home. So the best thing you can do is pick up the phone call and make phone call to Vinny, rather, at 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515, or online, vinnystudio.com. And he'll come out and discuss everything you need to know. And then once you sign on the dotted line, your home is sold, guaranteed. Call Vinny Steele today. 7:30, let's get some news headlines. Once again, the update with Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. Fox 45 reports that a 16-year-old boy was arrested and five others are sought in connection with the shooting of another teen last week in Northeast Baltimore, city police announced. Thursday, on July 22nd, around 7:17 p.m., police officers responded to a reported shooting in the 5900 block of Bowley's Lane. Upon arrival, police found a 16-year-old boy suffering from a gunshot wound to the upper body. He was transported to a local hospital and listed in critical condition. Detectives opened an investigation into a shooting that happened at a home in Southwest Baltimore on Friday. Officers who responded to the shooting around 12:20 a.m. found evidence of gunfire in front of a house in the 700 block of Lyndhurst Street. A man is dead and another injured after a three-vehicle crash in Montgomery County on Thursday night. According to the Montgomery County Police Department, officers were first dispatched to the area of University Boulevard West and Colesville Road for a collision involving three vehicles. MCPD said a man was pronounced dead at the scene. And Maryland is offering expedited admissions assistance and an $800 credit to students who were disenrolled by Howard University and are looking for another college option this fall. Governor Moore said on Thursday that affected students can seek expedited late admission reviews at participating University System of Maryland schools with available space. Students who enroll at a participating college will get $800 credit to help offset non-refundable enrollment and housing deposits they previously paid to Howard. And Ivan Bates announced Thursday the conviction of a Gwin Oak man for the first-degree murder of D.C. Metropolitan Police Sergeant Tony Mason Jr. Thompson's 2017 indictment marked the first brought by the state's attorney's office's cold case homicide unit, according to officials. 7:32 on Casey & Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Hey everyone, Kim Klasick here. I'm inviting you to join me for the second annual Putting Social on August 20th from 5 to 8 p.m. at Turf Valley Resort.
Oh yeah!
This is not your average golf outing. It's a fun, casual five-hole putting challenge with delicious hors d'oeuvres and a cash bar. Come out and compete or just enjoy the vibe with friends and new faces. Here's where it gets exciting. The top five scorers from the opening round will join me for a long-distance, one-hole championship putt. The player closest to the pin wins the grand prize, which is a private round of golf with me and three guests, including green fees and cart.
Oh, yeah, baby!
Tickets are just $40. Get yours today at WCBM.com, and I'll see you out on the green at Turf Valley Resort.
The second annual Kim Klasick Putting Social is brought to you by the Smile Design Center and RBC Wealth Management, featuring Tim Herb's Morning Market Flash.
7:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
All right, we finally tracked it down. There was a vehicle fire reported. We were looking all over the place. Southbound 95 around Mountain Road in Harford County turns out to be down closer to Bradshaw Road. And there is an impact there now. I was looking at the camera a minute ago, and we're backed up back to the ramp right at Mountain Road after Route 152. So that traffic there, that's a 74-mile marker. You might want to take that ramp and go over to Pulaski Highway and then come in on Pulaski Highway to White Marsh Boulevard. Pretty good size backup right now. It's probably at least 2 miles at this point with that vehicle fire on the southbound side. But Pulaski Highway or Philadelphia Road can handle some of the overflow traffic on the inbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Not a bad start to your Friday morning. A little on the mild side. As we head toward the afternoon, look for warmer conditions. Highs in the mid to upper 80s under partly cloudy skies. Tracking some showers rolling in by the time we head into the second half of the weekend. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
O's completing a deal yesterday, bringing catcher Jake Rogers over from Detroit in exchange for a minor league prospect. This is a nod to the health status of both Adley Rutschman and Samuel Basayo, both on the injured list. Neither are close to a return. Meanwhile, what to know about the Philadelphia Phillies as they come to town for three, beginning tonight at 7:05? Well, they're in a slump, dropping 7 of their last 8, 9 of 12 following the All-Star break. Their slugger, Bryce Harper, not happy where things are, called on the front office to do something at the deadline. Manager Don Mattingly didn't care much for those comments.
And you've been through this. Guys want to be GMs, what you need, without a real understanding of where the organization is, exactly what where its thing goes, not only this year, but moving forward. So.
Despite the recent skid, the Phils remain in the mix in the National League East at 57-52. They're 6.5 back and hanging on to that third wild card spot. Elsewhere in baseball, how about this from Minnesota yesterday, where it doesn't really get much better than this.
The 0-2 from Strom. Clemens in the air to right center field and deep. Back it goes. Deep it goes. And gone! Cody Clemens wins it. And the Twins walk off the Royals once again at Target Field. Can you believe it? 4-3 the final. Down to the final strike. Twins win. Twins win. The Twins win it.
Corey Provis had the call on Twins TV. Cody Clemens, the son of Roger Clemens, a two-strike, two-out grand slam in the bottom of the ninth, and the Twins get to 500 at 55-55. They beat the Royals 4-3 was the final. Is Lamar's best football still ahead of him? That's a fair question, considering this is Lamar's ninth season in the NFL, in which he's won two MVPs but no Super Bowls.
Absolutely, because each and every year you're getting older, your mind is getting sharper. Everything is slowing down even more. It's like you done seen everything, you know, anything a defense can bring at you. The only thing different now is just the new offense. So once I get that down pack, I feel like there's no room for error with us.
Meanwhile, Mexico and Colombia's men's national soccer teams will meet at M&T Bank Stadium on September 26, marking Mexico's first match in Baltimore. And finally, money well spent? Well, we'll see what the return on investment brings. But the state of Maryland completing a deal yesterday, paying $85 million for the Preakness name and branding, completing the state's takeover of the historic race and its local racing assets. The time now is 7:37. When we return, we'll play a little game called What Would You Rather?
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor.
This is a game you played before, right? I'm sure. What would you rather? You're given two choices.
Mm-hmm, yeah, sure. Okay.
So Plaxico Burress, do you remember him?
Yeah, the wide receiver of the Steelers.
And the Giants.
Right.
He won
yeah.
the Super Bowl with the Giants. Spent 2 years in prison. Do you remember why?
No.
He was. It was a gun charge. Remember, he shot himself in the
oh,
thigh.
Oh, right. Yeah, okay.
The gun discharge, spent 2 years in the prison. Well, he was on a podcast the other day with Lil Wayne and Craig Carton. It's called The Joint Venture. And Lil Wayne asked him this question.
What was worse, playing for the Jets or prison?
Oh, you're a bad man.
J-E-T.
So they're both kind of similar because when I walked in the prison on my first day, I was like, damn, man, you are a loser. And I had the same damn feeling every day I walked in the door with the Jets. I'm like, damn, I hope we...
Oh, my God.
Can you believe
it? I would play for the Jets. 100%.
What an answer, though.
That is. Of course, now he can laugh about it, but it wasn't funny at the time.
No,
I'm sure.
It certainly was not.
Okay.
There you go.
All right. Thanks, Gary. 7:38. 22 minutes, rather, before the hour of 8 o'clock. Plaxico Burress. All right. So we know that as 500,000 children, unaccompanied children, illegal alien children that were brought in by mules and whatever, that were part of this sex trafficking, human trafficking ring that was being run by the cartels and others. Some of these kids were, became slaves, became sex slaves, became drug couriers, whatever. And the Trump administration, I think the number is about 120,000 or so have been recovered successfully. So that leaves roughly somewhere between 350 and 375,000 kids that are still missing. And they may never be found or recovered. 85,000 of those children have gone missing in California and or trafficked through California. And the Democrat gubernatorial candidate, Javier Becerra, remember he was serving in the Biden regime during the Health and Human Services Secretary, and that is where the whistleblower came through and basically called him out then for allowing these children to get to fall into the hands of people that weren't properly vetted. Well, apparently that's happened in California as well. Steve Hilton is running for governor of California, has pointed that out in a new video from a whistleblower, and in this video... And you can see it, by the way, at his website. We'll give you that website here in just a second. But they released it just the other day, a whistleblower's footage, more than 200 illegal alien or unaccompanied minor children sent to the same container storage site. You know the containers you see on container ships? This was a container park in California. It depicts hundreds of children gathered at this container park. It's interspersed with an interview of an anonymous whistleblower whose identity is concealed.
There are over 200 migrant children who have been sent to the same location. When she was entering this address, it was just like a lot with containers. She took it upon herself to call that anti-trafficking number, and the next day she got terminated.
Do you think there is any way that Javier Becerra was unaware of this?
No, he was aware.
When we relinquish custody of that child, we have every confidence that we can that adult will take care of that child.
Except that's not the truth. That adult has not been properly vetted. In fact, one of the adults that children were handed over to, of course, was reported to the FBI because he was in the sex trafficking business. And then the FBI found it out. He was wanted by Interpol. And, of course, as soon as that federal employee blew the whistle, during the Biden regime, that federal employee was fired by the FBI. So, again, we are the number one destination in the world for sex traffickers, for human traffickers. That has got to change. And, again, a 13-year-old girl from El Salvador, whose proposed sponsor, again, allegedly flagged and was wanted by international law. And as we just mentioned, the FBI did look into it, and they confirmed that. So as many as 200, just in this one particular case, and whistleblowers now that blew the whistle on Becerra and government officials, they've been fired. They've not been protected by the Whistleblower Act. And again, you can see the video if you want at Beshara Migrant Child Abuse Camps.com. That is the website. Beshara, that's Becerra, Migrant Child Abuse Camps.com. It just bothers me to no end. We can have political differences. We can discuss philosophical differences between, I don't know, capitalism, communism, whatever you want. But I think one thing we should all have in common is the welfare of our children. That should carry no political stripe. But yet it does. And this is what happens when you put open border Democrats in charge, like Joe Biden at the federal level, like Wes Moore here in Maryland, and like Javier Becerra wants to be governor of California. They don't care about children, in spite of all the slogans that they mouth about leaving no one behind. 743, we need a contestant for Choose Your Fake News right now. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Give us a call right now. Chance to match wits with the panel as we play Choose Your Fake News. Now with traffic, weather on the threes, the update with the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
And brought to you as a service, Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. Delays loosening up a little bit, but still backed up. I-95 South in Harford County as you're coming down to Mountain Road and eventually down to the Harford County, Baltimore County line. There was a vehicle fire there very close to Bradshaw Road. The backup right here just north of Mountain Road is easing up just a bit. Right now, if you ride it out, probably 15 minutes to get through there. You still have the option of getting off at that point and going over to Philadelphia Road or Pulaski Highway and then come into White Marsh Boulevard and then back over to 95 from there. But I think it's getting better. I'll keep an eye on it, and maybe by the time we get to the next report, it may be a little bit better on the southbound side. Nothing major on the Beltway. Both the tunnels have been running okay. JFX is clear from Ruxton Road through the ramps downtown. Summer driving could be hard on your vehicle, so let Bernie's Automotive keep you safely on the road with a complete system checkup. You stop in and see Bernie, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, gorgeous Friday to kick off the weekend. Mild, it'll be dry, low humidity, upper 80s today. And then humidity starts to roll in tomorrow and Sunday. We're back up in the lower 90s for Saturday and a chance of showers and storms, upper 80s on Sunday as well. Right now we're looking at 71 in Pikesville, and it is 72 and sunny in downtown Baltimore. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. Today we have no contestant, so it is personal pride and bragging rights on the right now. We still have Kristen in the lead. Maggie has kind of brought herself out of the bottom rung there and starting to assert herself. And
don't laugh.
Chuck continues to struggle on a daily basis.
So, be proud.
All right. Let's see. Who wants to go first today?
Ladies first.
All right. We'll let Chuck go first.
Choose one that's a lady. Choose one that's a lady.
Both are ladies.
Okay.
Darn straight.
Okay.
Darn straight.
Are you coming out of the closet, Chuck?
Oh. Not me, baby.
Are you identifying as Charlene?
Charlene.
Stop it, you crazy sumbitch.
Story one, a Rhode Island man whose remarkable survival at birth was officially recognized as a miracle by Pope Leo has been arrested in Virginia in connection with a double shooting.
Hmm.
Tyquan Johnson, at birth, given birth by cesarean section, heartbeat for 65 minutes after resuscitation efforts. A Spanish priest prayed for the intercession. A Spanish doctor, rather, prayed for an intercession by a Spanish priest. Moments later, the infant's heart restarted without further medical intervention. Now, of course, he's been charged with a double shooting.
Story two.
The latest scandal rocking the WNBA is that players taking a bounty out on Indiana Fever player Sophie Cunningham, who's been outspoken on, men playing in women's sports, and recently had some comments about the Seattle Storm co-owner who cursed out children that were supporting Sophie Cunningham. These players, yet to be named, were caught offering a bounty of $10,000 to injure or maim Sophie Cunningham.
Hmm.
And story three, Massachusetts has advanced a bill to create a permanent Muslim commission that would identify and recommend qualified American Muslims for appointed state roles. Nobody else need to apply for these roles because they would go first and only to Muslim candidates. As a story one, Rhode Island man whose birth was declared a Catholic miracle by the Pope wanted in violent double shooting. Story two, Sophie Cunningham has a bounty taken out on her. Or story three, program gives Muslims priority on state jobs. All right, we'll start with Chuck.
I think I'm going to go with Leo.
All right. 1-4-1. Kristen?
I think that story is true. And, yeah, we've seen affirmative action for other races in government, so I don't see why they wouldn't do it for Muslims. So I'm going to say number two.
Kristen goes story number two. Maggie?
Anything with number... Yeah, I'm going to go with number two as well.
What does that mean?
Well, no.
Right, by the way, do you have that audio available? If you could, Kristen.
What are you doing it?
All right. So last hour, there was a... We were talking about snacks, like Twinkies and Ho-Hos and Ring Ding Juniors. And, well, Maggie thought she said something, and she may have said something else. Let's see if we can play it. And the Ring Ding Juniors.
What do you... Ring Ding and King Don. No, that was the other one. King Dongs.
King Dongs.
King Dongs and King Dongs.
That's it. She said it. She said it. We have audio. We have audio evidence of the King Dong.
I want my attorney.
Okay.
Well, I plead the fifth.
You better go.
Under advice.
Fauci.
I plead the fifth.
The Fauci dog.
For my attorney. Oh.
Oh. You know that's a wiener.
There
you
have it.
Just remember, we have evidence of everything. So
you do keep track, don't you?
Yes, we do. You never know when it's going to happen.
It should happen to you, Mr. Casey.
It has happened to me, believe me. It has happened. Listen to this guy. It should happen to you, Mr. Casey.
Changing octaves.
Okay, now we're really going to be targeting on Chuck. We'll be really hyper-focused.
What, like you haven't?
Well, not
35 years?
You know, has it been that long?
I don't know. It feels like a million.
Wow.
Yes, it has.
Well, my attorney's not present.
Okay. Well, we'll call you when.
What time does he get out?
When the trial convenes.
What time do the bars close?
I think the attorney has to get out of jail first, and then he can come over and help.
Is that how it works?
And apparently.
So wait, what's the right answer? I don't think you told who won.
Oh, I didn't.
What's the right answer?
Did I?
You got distracted.
I got distracted by burning me that you...
Story number two is our fake news story of the day. That is Sophie Cunningham being about. So both Maggie and Kristen prevail again. Chuck, let the ladies go first. Goes down in flames.
It only happened to you, Mr. King.
All right, Chuck, see you in a couple.
That's my other voice I use
sometimes. That's right.
Sometimes.
That's right. That is the quiet voice of destruction.
The voice of death.
Right. Thank you. Law Office's Michael A. Friedman. He's there for you should you ever need him when it comes to serious accidents resulting in serious injury. And I want to tell you that the big difference, really, I think, is when people are looking to resolve their personal injury lawsuits or personal injuries altogether, is that the kind of firm that you choose. And Michael's firm is a boutique firm. It's a small firm where you know going in that you're going to get Michael or Stephen or Rachel Alpert Friedman. Those are the attorneys there. That's who you're going to get. You go to some bigger firm and you just don't know. It's like taking a number at the deli counter, right? You just wait your turn and then they assign whoever is next in the queue. But that's why you get that personal, customized service. Your recovery is put priority number one. Everything at the firm is done with that in mind, whether it's through settlement or litigation. They're ready to represent you to the best of their ability, and they've done a great job of it over the close to 40 years. And don't forget, we're going to have a big WCBM appreciation, listener appreciation party Michael's throwing coming up in September. We'll give you more details about that shortly. Don't forget, they're available at maflaw.com, or you can call call 410-363-6848 or toll-free 1-800-782-7203.
WCBM Baltimore.
Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, where hidden value is waiting in every room. Up in the attic, we're buying vintage trains like Lionel and American Flyer. Down in the basement, Baltimore beer memorabilia from Natty Bo and Gunther. In the dining room, flatware by Kirk and Steve. In the bedroom, costume jewelry. And don't forget that safe packed with coins. At Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, we come to you, buy on the spot, and we're trusted throughout your neighborhood. Call Tommy's today at 410-344-6603. 410-344-6603. We look forward to meeting you.
Notice how much entertainment costs have risen lately? Satellite radio is $10 to $25 a month. Netflix costs $7 to $23 a month. The movies are $9 to $15 a month. WCBM Radio and the WCBM Radio app are free. Download it today from your app store.
Coming up at the top of the hour, we will check in with our partners at the Baltimore Sun. Baltimore Sun reporter Tinashe Chingarande is going to be with us talking about the upcoming special session that starts on Monday in Annapolis. It was supposed to be for just redistricting only, but that has changed, and we'll give you the latest on that as well. And Councilman Nino Mangione will join us at 8:37 here this morning, coming up in just a moment. We'll give you your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast as we await the latest on Chuck as he's gathering his data. A mild start to the day, gorgeous Friday morning. It's going to be dry, low humidity, temperatures in the upper 80s this afternoon. Partly cloudy tomorrow with temperatures reaching back into the lower 90s. And then on Sunday, we get a chance for showers and storms, 87, but that looks to be the most humid with a chance of precipitation. Once again, with the update on traffic weather on the threes, here's Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, so 95, like we said, was getting better from this vehicle fire, which is in Harford County, southbound after Mountain Road. The backup, which was north of Mountain Road, is pretty much gone. So it's getting better, and I see a lot of traffic now south of Bradshaw Road. So I don't think you need to detour any further, but you might still have some brake lights south, and then you'll pick up the speed from White Marsh Boulevard, and you're clear from there all the way down towards 695. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast, we just gave that to you, and it is time once again to tell you about the latest regarding Maryland's sanctuary haven, even though we're not officially a sanctuary state, and Baltimore's not officially a sanctuary city. It should be considered one based on the most recent Community Trust Act, and of course everything they've done to stop the cooperation with federal law enforcement immigration officials with your local law enforcement. And recently the most egregious case is that 24-year-old Darwin Carcamo Santiago attempted to flee law enforcement before being taken into custody in Texas. That arrest is now fueling renewed criticism from the feds over Maryland's recently enacted immigration policies. According to Texas Department of Public Safety, authorities in Howard County issued a be on the lookout alert for a Honda Civic believed to be driven by a homicide suspect. A Texas state trooper located that vehicle Monday in Waco, Texas. It's amazing how they're able to do that. I mean, they're able to get the license plate, obviously, and, of course, the make and model. Sometimes they're not always able to get the license plate. They just get the make and model of the car, and, you know, sometimes it's a traffic stop. In this particular case, it's what happened. Apparently Carmen Carcamo Santiago refused to pull over and leading troopers on a short pursuit before law enforcement forced the vehicle to spin out, ending the chase. He remains in custody in Texas. He is accused of a murder in Howard County, where his, female friend or girlfriend or what have you, her name is Perez Mendez. She was allegedly strangled to death in Howard County, and now he's facing those charges here in Maryland, plus a felony evading arrest charge in Texas. Federal immigration officials have lodged an ICE detainer against him. And again, this is what happens. We've had several people reacting. We have a delegate, Kathy Shalega, along with Harford County Sheriff Jeff Gaylor, commenting on his arrest.
Sanctuary policies make it a beacon, make it a haven for criminal illegal immigrants, because they know that Maryland law enforcement have their hands tied in cooperating with ICE.
if you want to do this kind of stuff, if you want to be in the country illegally and murder people, Maryland's the place to do it, thanks to our legislature.
Yeah, and there's more on that coming up here in just a second. But, you know, Gaylor and Zuleika, basically, because we've had now four, actually. We've had, of course, Kayla Hamilton, Rachel Moore, and Dakara Thompson in PG County, and now Esmeralda Perez-Mendez in Howard County. And the question is, how many more before Democrats lift a finger to make it stop?
If convicted of strangling this woman, if indeed, you know, he's guilty and he's convicted of it, that man should never walk freely amongst society ever again. But, you know, in Maryland, we want to coddle criminals, and it's sad. I think the legislature's out of touch, and it's sad.
This is really concerning. I'm not sure how many more people have to be killed before Maryland Democrats will change the law.
How crazy is it? Well, it's gotten so crazy now that a river rescue back about a week or so ago that required Montgomery County firefighters to work alongside ICE exposed a conflict between saving lives and complying with the county's immigration policy, prompting officials to call for new guidance and expand emergency scenario planning. What happened is Montgomery County Fire and Rescue Service received an assist call from U.S. Park Police about an individual who had fled law enforcement. The firefighters, per usual standards, didn't know why the individual fled. They were told the three individuals had fled into the Potomac River when they arrived on the scene. Firefighters broke into teams, were assigned to a boat with law enforcement. At that point, firefighters realized that the local law enforcement officers were ICE. The agents were wearing police logo vests. Two of the individuals returned to shore, were taken into custody. Their status in ICE custody, we don't know. But the third individual had left the area, and now Montgomery firefighters, Montgomery County Police, and ICE all had to work together to locate this individual and make sure that they were safe, number one, and rescued him from drowning. So can you imagine? I can't work with ICE, so we'll let the kid drown. That's just incredible. Once again, Democrats have messed things up brutally. If you're a grill master, if your backyard setup is looking a little tired, head over to Town Appliance and Owings Mills. They've just extended their biggest event of the year. Today is the last day of the 4th of July sales event, and you can get the absolute best outdoor brands in the business: Heston, Weber, Coyote, Exo, and Lennox. Everything you need to build your ultimate backyard oasis. Both mayors are ready to help you find the perfect fit, plus flexible financing options as well. Check them out at townappliance.com.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBN, Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Could peace break out in the Mideast? President Trump, with word of an agreement, would see Hamas lay down its arms in Gaza and Israel pull its troops back.
The president has announced a deal on social media, saying it will be carried out in structured phases. Trump says Hamas will disarm and Israel will withdraw its forces from Gaza. But many hurdles and conditions remain to wind down the war. Neither Hamas nor Israel has given any indication that a deal has been reached. The U.S.-backed ceasefire was reached 9 months ago, but negotiations between Israel and Hamas have deadlocked over the implementation of its second phase, including the disarmament of Hamas and the reconstruction of Gaza. Mike Hemp in Washington.
No reports of trouble with water quality among customers of more than 30 Minnesota water utilities hit by cyber attacks earlier this week. The culprit or culprits, not known, but last month the FBI had warned that Iranian hackers have been looking at American water and wastewater systems. President Trump says time to get non-English-speaking illegal alien truckers off America's highways. He says they're responsible for numerous deaths and injuries on the roads.
Just a few weeks ago, a Pennsylvania state trooper was killed by an illegal alien from Haiti driving a semi-truck. He was let in by Joe Biden and the open border policy of the Biden administration. By the way, today we have the safest border in the history of our country.
The president's announcing the Freedom Haulers Initiative. The aim is to encourage veterans with experience driving big military vehicles to consider trucking as a career. And the president may withdraw the attorney general nomination of Todd Blanche following until after the midterm elections. On Wall Street, Dow futures 270 points higher. The Nasdaq futures are up 319 points ahead of this morning's opening bell. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-555-2085. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-555-2085. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-555-2085. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-555-2085 or biglou.com.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 8:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Lanes are open in both the Harbor Tunnels. Been a good ride there this morning and no complaints at all. The interchange downtown here at Camden Yards, lanes are clear. 95, Russell Street, 395 coming in on the Sky Ramp from northbound 95. All the lanes are open. No issues on the Beltway. Looks good through Annapolis. Even the morning buildup is not there right now. I-97 is clear at the top of the hill. Little buildup of traffic, but not bad. And then a good trip from there all the way down to the ramps at I-97 at Route 50. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Not a bad start to your Friday morning. A little on the mild side. As we head toward the afternoon, look for warmer conditions. Highs in the mid to upper 80s under partly cloudy skies. Tracking some showers rolling in by the time we head into the second half of the weekend. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. For Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
71 degrees in Hampstead and 74 at the Kent Narrows at 8:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Fox 45 reports that City State's Attorney Ivan Bates announced Thursday the conviction of a Gwinoak man for the first-degree murder of D.C. Metropolitan Police Sergeant Tony Mason, Jr. Thompson's 2017 indictment marked the first brought by the state's attorney's office's cold case homicide unit, according to officials. And a sewer overflowed in Bel Air on Wednesday, releasing an estimated 750,000 gallons of raw sewage, according to the Harford County Health Department. On July 29th at approximately 2:50 p.m., the Harford County Health Department was notified of a sanitary sewer overflow affecting Bynum Run in the area of Sunnyview Road. The overflow was resolved by the county's Department of Public Works on Thursday. Cleanup efforts are still underway and signage has been posted in the area. Officials are advising people to avoid physical contact with the water in the tributary flowing into Bynum Run. The winning Maryland lottery number pick 3 was 127, the pick 4, 0601. 8:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Is your roof leaking? Do you have water spots in your walls or ceilings? Do you have leaks around your chimney or skylights? If so, then you may need to repair or replace your roof before that damage escalates. Call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing, family-owned and operated, is your full-service roofing company, specializing in steep and flat roofs, all types of metal roofs, gutters, downspouts, and skylights. They do residential and commercial roofs. Getting a roof repaired is something most homeowners dread, and when the roof does need repair, it's important to get not only the finest quality materials available, but a fair and reasonable price on installing those materials as well. So if your roof is showing signs of wear or other problems, call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing does roof repair and replacement. Call Wallace Roofing today. Wallace Roofing, 410-655-3700. MHIC number 1566. Wallace Roofing. Remember, above all, a good roof.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Sports at 8:05, brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys. My guys, well, meaningful baseball this weekend at Camden Yards. The next three games for the O's, both in the standings and for the makeup of this team. Jackson Holliday knows the deal.
It's time for us to bear down and win some games here. And obviously, we want to make a push for the playoffs, and these games are really important.
Now, tonight, the Birds host the Phillies at Camden Yards. It's the start of a three-game weekend set. Brandon Young, 8-2 on the year, takes the hill at 7:05 p.m. tonight. Meanwhile, the acquisition of catcher Jake Rogers yesterday from Detroit matters, because it appears neither Adley Rutschman nor Samuel Bisaccia are close to returning. Rutschman has begun throwing in the outfield, but has not yet begun catching baseballs. Timeline to return is unknown. Bisaccia has been completely shut down from baseball activities to allow his right shoulder inflammation to subside. Ravens running back Derrick Henry entering his 11th NFL season, third with the Ravens, knock on wood, still going strong, asked the obvious question on if he's thought about what the end might look like for Derrick Henry.
Yeah, I don't try to enter another season thinking about retiring. I have that on my mind. That's not even my mindset. My mindset is how can I get better, be the best team I can be, so we can be the best team we can be. But I haven't thought about retirement.
Yeah, the King ranks 10th all-time in rushing yards in NFL history, 4th all-time in touchdowns, 2 touchdowns shy of passing Hall of Famer Marcus Allen for 3rd. More news filtering out this morning about CBS football analyst Tony Romo's arrest in Wisconsin for operating a vehicle under the influence. Wisconsin police saying Romo had an open container of alcohol in his vehicle when he was arrested last week. Romo performed poorly on field sobriety tests and was taken into custody, booked, and released. Court date is scheduled for September 21. Coming up in 30 minutes, it's Hall of Fame weekend at Camden Yards. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, and they're my guys.
From Columbia to Germantown, from Fort Meade to ABG, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You can reach us 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Emails coming in, texts. We'll read some of those as well coming up in this hour. Thanks for communicating and sending us some feedback here this morning. Appreciate that. Coming up in this hour, we're going to be talking about, obviously, the more ICE activity. This time, a public researcher was apprehended by ICE at BWI. We'll take a look at Baltimore County now getting into the swimming pool business, apparently. And Councilman Nino Mangione will be here with us at the bottom of the hour. And here at the top of the hour, special session is starting on Monday at noon. Here, the Maryland General Insane Asylum will convene yet again. Originally, we were told that this was not going to be about the structural deficit of billions of dollars. It wasn't going to be about giving Marylanders relief from the largest, most massive tax increase in history last year, nor the skyrocketing registration fees that you now need payment plans for, nor for the very high electric bills that all of us are saddled with based on Democrat policies and protocols over the last 4 years of Wes Moore's term. They hate fossil fuel. They want to get rid of gas-powered cars, and they want to get rid of coal-fired power plants, so there will be nothing left except for wind, solar, and whatever we can scratch and claw from neighboring states. That's basically it. None of that's going to be discussed, the real priorities, or the explosion of juvenile crime. We have another story here this morning about a 16-year-old charged with attempted murder, 5 others being sought in the shooting of another teen. This goes on every day now in Baltimore City and the state of Maryland. Juvenile thugs running amok, running wild. In the same breath, you got Mayor Scott and Wes Moore saying, oh, homicides are down, violent crime is down, we're on the decline, let's celebrate 400 days in certain neighborhoods without a homicide. But yet we are at the same time are looking at these headlines where teenagers are being charged with murdering other teenagers. So, but none of that will be discussed. what will be discussed. They told us it was just going to be redistricting. They want to change the state constitution. They have the numbers to do it. 3/5 majority in the House, 3/5 majority in the state Senate. But now they've lied to us again. The Democrat Party has lied to Republicans, to independents, to other Democrats, to the people of Maryland, because now they're also going to, there are two bills introduced. I have both of them here. House Bill 2100, which, again, we've long suspected that Westmore and Annapolis Democrats will stop at nothing to eliminate bipartisan representation, even rewriting the Maryland Constitution, rather than respect these constitutional safeguards that blocked their last gerrymandering scheme, couldn't draw it across the water, Chesapeake Bay. They're now attempting to remove those safeguards entirely. And what's good for the goose isn't good for the gander. They want to redistrict federal seats, federal districts, and eliminate Andy Harris from the first district of Maryland, but not their own state legislative districts. Those boundaries will remain compact and in in short form, as they have all along. So it's a double standard. It's hypocrisy. And now House Bill 2101 is they're now going to try to get in and get arbitration for state employees. That is the second bill that is going to be discussed. After telling us it was going to be limited only to redistricting, this bill's arbitration reform for the State Employees Act. So they're going to take care of the unions. They're going to take care of the people that vote Democrat largely. And again, the people, the rest of us, let them eat cake. Westmore and the Democrats. So there you have it, folks. Special session. We'll be covering that in great detail starting Monday at noon. 8:13. Traffic weather on the threes now with the update. The king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Been okay this morning at both the Harbor Tunnel, still clear there, and then working your way through the city at 95 Russell Street and 395, looking at some of the data, nothing big towards the Capitol Beltway. A little bit slow on the outer loop around New Hampshire Avenue over to Route 29, and the traffic towards the Woodrow Wilson Bridge also has a brief delay there. Most of that would be from Indian Head Highway and then across the Potomac with all the lanes open. 95 coming into the city now from the north has pretty much recovered from that vehicle fire early this morning in Harford County, and the lanes are clear again after Mountain Road in Harford County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, a gorgeous morning day, and your Friday's going to be just the best day of the weekend. Sunny, low humidity, dry, upper 80s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, back into the lower 90s. Sunday, maybe some showers and the thunderstorms. Right now, sunny, 73 in Middle River, and it is 74 in Dundalk. And from the birthplace of our Star Spangled Banner, the national anthem, Fort McHenry, Baltimore, it is time to celebrate America's 250th birthday. And, of course, we are brought to you by Smile Design Center, America 250. If you've ever dreamed of achieving that perfect smile, they're the place to call, 410-321-1100. As part of the ongoing celebration of America 250, we have been introducing to you and meeting the 56 signers of the Declaration of Independence. None of them died as a result of that signature, but before the war was over, 5 would be captured, 12 would have their homes destroyed, and 17 would lose their entire fortunes. None of the 56 signatories ever renounced the cause of independence of their own free will. We're meeting the Virginia delegation all this week, and Thomas Nelson Jr., again, from was born in Yorktown, Virginia, and he was a son of a prosperous southern family, was tutored at home in his early years, but sent to England to complete his education. At the age of 23, Nelson returned to Virginia to his family's mercantile business. His social status destined him to participate in politics, and he would, of course, be elected to the House of Burgesses. Nelson entered the politics while American colonists were still loyal citizens of the British Empire. But soon enough, Parliament's new taxation policies and the extreme punishment meted out for Boston's Tea Party led him to join the growing opposition to British rule. In 1774, the royal governor of Virginia, frustrated by the legislature's resolutions censuring and condemning the closing of the Port of Boston, dissolved the House of Burgesses in Virginia. In response, members of the House reconvened as the First Virginia Convention and proceeded to ban commerce with Britain and suspend all debts to British merchants. Nelson took a radical step in support of American resistance. He spent his own money to send needed supplies to Boston. He then arranged a Yorktown Tea Party, took satisfaction in personally throwing two chests of tea into the York River. Nelson formed a deep commitment to independence. He proposed to the Virginia legislature, quote, our delegates in Congress be enjoined in the strongest and most positive manner to exert their ability in procuring an immediate, clear, and full statement of independency, end of quote. Firebrand Patrick Henry seconded that motion, and it was quickly adopted. Nelson himself became a delegate to the Second Continental Congress, where he supported Richard Henry Lee's resolution. Soon afterward, he signed the Declaration of Independence. Nelson was forced to resign from Congress in May of 1777 because of a severe asthma attack. He returned to Virginia, recovering from his asthma, and led his state's militia into battle. During the siege of Yorktown, Nelson, now governor of Virginia, again commanded his state militia, this time against Cornwallis's army. He personally organized and supplied his men. The use of his personal fortune ruined him financially, since he was never reimbursed by any government. His health suffered badly from his time on the battlefield. By November of 1781, illness forced him to resign from the governorship. Years after the war ended, he had not fully recovered. In early January of 1789, again, Thomas Nelson Jr. died while visiting his son's home in Hanover County. He was 51 years of age. And that is a look at today's signer of the Declaration of Independence.
WCBM Baltimore.
You've heard me say many times, Dr. Learfield of the Smile Design Center in Lutherville is the best. And right now, he's an amazing offer for anyone wanting to try Botox at a reduced cost. This is a great deal with a premier doctor. Dr. Learfield is looking for just 10 model Botox patients for before and after promotional photos. And he's offering deeply discounted rates, but you must act fast. This campaign is strictly limited to just 10 patients. Call 410-321-1100 to see if you qualify. That's 410-321-1100. Again, a limited time offer. Act fast.
WCBM Baltimore.
Day 20, 20 minutes after the hour. Joining us now on our hotline is Vinny Steele, your home sold guaranteed realty. Good morning, Vinny.
Hey, Sean. Good morning. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday indeed. It's the last day of July, first weekend in August here.
That's right.
We were talking last week about home prices in our area, but I know from our conversations that we do still have a housing shortage. Do you think that's because would-be sellers are waiting for the rates to drop?
You know, Sean, the interest rate is certainly part of the story, but one of the main drivers for what we call our move-up sellers is just not being able to find a home once their home is sold. With inventory rates down, we're right down about 13% this year. Sellers are searching online for a new home. You know, they're not really seeing much out there, and anything that they do find that's decent, you know, is selling so fast that it would just be too much risk for them to put their home on the market now or just wait until the inventory improves.
So inventory, then, more than rates for those buyers with a home to sell, kind of makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, you know, first-time buyers, you know, they're always going to be a little bit more sensitive to the interest rate. And that's a conversation for a different day, but these move-up sellers out there, they need a way to find a home first and then sell their current home. The problem is that most home sellers will not qualify for financing to purchase a new home because of their current mortgage, and also they don't want the risk of carrying two mortgages.
Yeah, that makes sense. The thought of carrying two mortgages would stop almost anybody from moving forward.
Yeah, that's right, Sean. Our Buy Before You Sell program has been very popular for these types of buyers. They get to use our money. They can make a cash offer on their new home along with the inspection terms and closing date that they want. Then they have the freedom to comfortably move into the new home. Once their home is empty, we can go in, make any improvements that are necessary in order to be able to get them top dollar. And then they have up to 6 months to sell their old home.
No, I really like that. And no one that I know of is offering a program like this.
Yeah, Sean, you know, it's very unique. It's exclusive. So if you've been on the fence about selling because you're, you know, concerned about finding another home, take as much time as you need to find that perfect home with our Buy Before You Sell program. You can call or text us today, 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515.
Sounds good, Vinny. Thanks so much. You have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next Friday.
All right. Sounds great, Sean. Thanks.
That's Vinny Steele, your home sold guaranteed realty, or at vinnysteele.com. Check him out indeed. All right. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, Councilman Nino Mangiani, Baltimore County Council, is going to join us. We'll be talking about the redistricting session coming up on Monday. That illegal alien arrested in Texas for murder from Maryland here. Once again, the sanctuary policies of the Community Trust Act, et cetera. And we'll talk about the Baltimore County volunteer firefighter policy as well, coming up in just a few short moments with Councilman Nino Mangione. It is 8:23. Let's get an update on traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the King, Chuck Whitaker.
Looking live at the Bay Bridge and the eastbound side right now, and there is a ship coming underneath. That's always nice to see. Very nice. He's now cleared the bridge, which is always a good thing. The westbound side, three lanes are open. No problems there. And the traffic eastbound, just in case you might be heading to the eastern shore early, there are no problems from that area moving out from Ritchie Highway and into Cape St. Clair Road, St. Margaret's, and then over towards Sandy Point. All the lanes are open. The ride between Annapolis and Millersville and the Beltway could travel right now along that section of I-97. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, a gorgeous Friday morning. It's going to lead to a dry, sunny, low humidity, upper 80s kind of day today to kick off the weekend. And tomorrow, partly cloudy, back into the lower 90s. Humidity starts to roll back in Sunday, again, with a chance of some showers. Highs again in the upper 80s. Right now, 72 in Parkville. It is 73 in downtown Baltimore. This week, we've been telling you about a couple of different things regarding paid journalists that the CCP, the Chinese Communist Party, have actually recruited and paid for these trips over to China by many journalists in the mainstream media. I don't remember seeing any new names from Fox News or from Newsmax. I did see one reporter from the Wall Street Journal's name in there. But these are some pretty big names. People like David Ignatius of the Washington Compost and a lot of New York Slimes reporters. They're obviously taking money to go on these trips and are being fed propaganda by the Chinese Communist Party. Then they come back here and try to sell us on that propaganda with stories that they write or report on. It's disgusting. And it should stop. I understand there's freedom of the press, but that's not free. When they're being paid to regurgitate Chinese propaganda, they're nothing more than that. You talk about yellow journalism. That gives a whole new meaning to the term yellow journalism. Then we found out that it's not just, it's networks, it's individual reporters, and then we find out Natalie Winters over at the War Room reporting that Anthony Fauci stood to gain, again, we still don't know the number or what the deal is, but after he retired, he got this sweetheart deal with this vaccine company run by a bunch of Bidenistas that were working in, one of them was working with Fauci at NIAID, the other was working, I think, at either FDA or CDC. I can't remember which, and they started this vaccine company, and they got this huge contract and got $28 million into this company from the Biden administration, and then they sold it to Eli Lilly for $1.55 billion. So there's a lot of money to be made. We don't know how much. There's a lot of money made by Tony Fauci, and that's probably the reason why. Another reason why he took the fifth. The pardon by Biden is sketchy, and he didn't want to take any chances there. And number two, he doesn't want to admit in public that he was wrong, and he doesn't want to apologize to people because that opens him up to civil litigation as to the millions of deaths here in the state, in the country. And then, of course, he wants to be able to cash in the future for this money. So now we find out that Beijing's foreign party influence arm hosted a Communist Party USA labor organizer for 2 weeks of political instruction. And Natalie Winters reporting at her Substack today. Weeks later, this labor organizer was attacking the AFL-CIO for blaming China and helping devise plans to penetrate unions, workplaces, and election operations. The CCP is not merely courting American journalists, businessmen, and politicians. They're cultivating American communists. That's what they're doing here. And of course, Natalie brings the receipt. She's got documents and public statements that reveal an organized pipeline through which the CCP identifies American Marxists, brings them to China, immerses them in party doctrine, connects them with senior CCP officials, and sends them back here to the United States where they work inside unions, political coalitions, media outlets, and voter mobilization operations. The latest example is Cameron Harrison, a Detroit trade union activist and organizer for the Communist Party USA's Labor Commission. So that is what we are being. This is the Trojan horse inside the camel's nose under the tent. And they're why we're seeing so much of this Democrat socialism while their numbers have ballooned to over 120,000 here in the last 5 years or so.
Yeah, and just as a side note, I mean, this reminds me of, I mean, there's been a lot of congressional members for years who have taken foreign trips, a lot of them to China. I believe even Andy Harris has been to China at least once. So I don't know. It would be interesting to know more specifically what goes on there. What are they sold? Maybe they're given a spiel. Maybe the congressmen buy into it. Maybe they don't. But it's not even just China. I mean, how many times did Lindsey Graham and John McCain go to Ukraine? And to be fair, Israel hosts a lot of our, you know. So I don't know if part of it is just that's just what we do. And I mean, clearly our governors here host foreign powers. I don't really like any of it, but I don't know if it's illegal. But you just don't know what's being offered or blackmailed or threatened or, you're right, or maybe just sort of more of a propaganda brainwash they try to sell you. But it does explain a lot of the things we can't understand about as far as how the media bias goes, how our Congress people vote, even the, quote, conservative Republicans that say one thing, and then when they get into office, they betray us in the votes. So I think it's across the board. It's not just media. But I'm glad Trump is, you know, and the Fauci thing is drawing attention to the media thing for sure. We know it, but I think regular people who are a little more, quote, normie need to see it.
I have two thoughts on that. One, most CODELs, as they're called, congressional delegations, are paid by taxpayer dollars. So it would be important to point that distinction out, that if, let's say, Congressman Harris or anybody else is going over there on a CODEL, we pay for it. If, however, a foreign entity pays for it, that has to be disclosed. And number two, for these people, these journalists, these businessmen, and even politicians, if they've had something paid for them by a foreign entity, they should actually register as agents. Foreign Agent Registration Act requires them to report that and register as foreign agents if they're paid by that foreign entity. And how many people are doing that? Remember, they tried to get General Lynch on that back in the day.
Right. And how many times did they go after the Trump administration, either trying to say whether they broke any laws? But they do it all. Apparently, this is Washington as usual.
Yeah. 8:30, let's get some news headlines. And Councilman Nino Mangione, oh, we just had a crash right into the microphone. You okay?
I am fine.
Did you hurt yourself?
No, I have the worker's comp.
Okay.
I bent my nail back.
Maggie Hunter, even through a crash, with the latest news headlines.
I'm a trooper. Brought to you by Vinny Steo, the National Weather Service has confirmed that a fifth tornado touched down in Maryland during Tuesday's severe storms. Three of the tornadoes hit Anne Arundel County with confirmation of the third reported on Thursday. EF1 tornadoes with 100-mile-per-hour winds touched down in the Cape St. Clair-Arnold area and Lakeshore. An EF0 with winds of 85 miles per hour hit Riviera Beach. There were also two tornadoes in the trap area of Talbot County. And Maryland has closed an $85 million deal to acquire the intellectual property rights to the Preakness Stakes and the Black Eyed Susan. The deal means that the state has ownership of the racing assets and will remain in control of the multi-billion dollar horse racing industry for decades. The acquisition is funded through a revenue bond and no general fund tax dollars will be used. Governor Moore says the Preakness Stakes is a cornerstone of Maryland's history, culture, and economy, and the decision preserves the state's position as a key power player in the Triple Crown for generations to come. And Baltimore police say a 16-year-old is charged with attempted first-degree murder in connection with a July 22nd shooting on Bowley's Lane. The 16-year-old victim was shot in the upper body and taken to a hospital in critical condition. The teenage suspect was arrested Wednesday after a brief foot chase in the 3400 block of Noble Street. Police say the investigation is ongoing and detectives are searching for five additional suspects. 8:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Hi, this is Sean Casey with Vinny Steele, owner of Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Welcome back. Seems like everyone knows a real estate agent out there, and they'll say just about anything to get someone's business.
Yeah, Sean, taking advice from someone not willing to provide an upfront written guarantee can be hazardous to your wallet. Any agent can talk about selling your home. We guarantee it. Don't be fooled by someone who doesn't offer a guarantee and tries to convince you that it's somehow bad for you. Give us a call and judge for yourself. I'll guarantee upfront and in writing to sell your home for 100% of your price, or I'll pay you the difference. There's no gimmicks, just a simple guarantee, because as you know, Sean, our name is our promise.
Yeah, that's powerful and straightforward. I've said it for nearly a decade. Vinny Steele is the only agent I would trust to sell my own home. Call or text Vinny right now, 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515, or check out Vinny's hundreds of five-star reviews at VinnySteele.com. That's VinnySteele.com.
8:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
And looking at the Beltway live on the west side, doing very well here between I-70, Route 40, and Frederick Road. And there really are no delays through Pikesville right now. It's a little bit bunched up just after Green Spring to the JFX, but nothing there. And then the northeast side saw a few pockets of slow traffic, outer loop between Hartford Road and Providence Road. Otherwise, all the lanes are open. We continue clear and no delays right now. Lanes are open both ways at both the Harbor Tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Not a bad start to your Friday morning. A little on the mild side. As we head toward the afternoon, look for warmer conditions. Highs in the mid to upper 80s under partly cloudy skies. Tracking some showers rolling in by the time we head into the second half of the weekend. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Birds and the Fighting Phils tonight at Camden Yards. Big series before the deadline for both teams. Baltimore 53-56 as they struggle to get over the hump, currently in a 16 muddle, jockeying for a position in the American League. The Phillies are somewhat better off at 57-52. They're 6.5 back of Atlanta in the NL East, but right now, two games in front in the wild card race. Brandon Young will start for Baltimore tonight. Phillies starter is still, as of now, undecided. Meanwhile, it's Oriole Hall of Fame weekend at Camden Yards. Luncheon today, ceremony tomorrow. Headliner is much maligned first baseman Chris Davis. 10 years with the Birds, 253 home runs in an Oriole uniform, two-time league leader in that category, including a franchise best 53 in 2013, but couldn't hit a lick the last three seasons, and the O's are still paying him every July 1st and will continue to do that for 11 more years. Interesting comment from Zay Flowers yesterday in Owings Mills, but with everything new this season, did he ratchet up his offseason workout schedule to come in even better shape?
Hey, I say I took it to another level, definitely, because, you know, you got to make an impression. New coaches, staff, something new. Like, I got the last system we was in, you know, you can get used to something, and then when you get used to it, you know, you can kind of find your ways around it and do stuff. But this one, I just want to make a good impression, be back in shape, top tier, and, you know, and put it on the field.
More. And speaking of preparing oneself for the season, how about this? Derrick Henry's diet has been a thing of fascination for years. All meals managed and prepared by a personal chef as part of a body maintenance investment reported at roughly $240,000 a year. The King was asked if he ever has a cheat day.
Yeah, I mean, I have cheat days. A lot of that got misconstrued. I told everybody that some days I eat at 4 or 5 o'clock. Not every day. That would be crazy. But I do fast. I do intermittent fast. I give myself grace in the off season. I'm not dieting as much. So somebody see me in a restaurant with a chicken, fried chicken, then that's what it is. I'm not dieting at that time. But
all right, sounds good. More news from the WNBA, none of which happens between the lines. The league fining and suspending Seattle Storm co-owner Celeste Keaton after an interaction with two teenage fans supporting the Fever's Sophie Cunningham, standing up for girls' rights in sports, keeping transgender out. And the league has deleted a social media video it posted of Angel Reese and Paige Beckers appearing to make a friendly $400 wager on a game, which turns out is against league rules. Who knew, right? Happy heavenly birthday today to the first manager that led the Orioles to a World Series championship. Not talking about Earl Weaver, talking about Hank Bauer, who led the 66 team to a sweep with the Dodgers. Hank Bauer, born on this day in 1922, passed away in 2007. And happy birthday to two local sports figures today. The pride of Dundalk High School, Mike Bielecki, turning 67 years of age today. During his 14-year MLB career, Bielecki pitched for five different teams, including the Braves, three times. And how about this? Ravens Hall of Famer Jonathan Ogden, the team's first ever draft choice in 1996, turns 52 today. The time now is 8:37. Have a great weekend, and that is Stein on Sports.
If you own a business, you cannot afford to be overlooked. WCBM Radio helps you reach an engaged audience that values local business and responds to strong messaging. With radio, digital, and social media, WCBM can create custom campaigns built to deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call WCBM today and let's get your business moving.
Now back to Casey and Company in the morning on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
8:38, 22 before the hour of 9 o'clock. Time once again to go on our newsmaker hotline with Councilman Nino Mangione, Baltimore County Council. Good morning, Nino.
Good morning, Sean. Glad to be back. Hope you're well.
Yep, we are doing fine, although we feel sudden illness coming on because Monday at noon, the General Insane Asylum reconvenes for a special session. And guess what? They're already lying to the people of Maryland about this session.
Sean, thanks for bringing this up because having spent eight sessions in the House of Delegates, I cannot emphasize enough to the people of Maryland how blatantly obvious this power grab really is. Where the Democrats in Annapolis, they're calling all the delegates, all the senators back for this special session. What people need to understand is they are calling them back to change Maryland's Constitution. It is very rare that we do something like that. But why are they changing the Constitution? To make it easier to draw these maps to benefit, of course, the Democrat Party. And the Constitution, Sean, designed basically to protect, these are basic protections, intended to stop exactly what they're doing, which is politicians from manipulating these districts for political gain. And the judge, people have to understand, a judge struck down the Democrats' previous map because it was so horribly gerrymandered. And what are they basically saying here? We're not going to accept that rule. And there was nothing they could do other than doing what they're doing now, calling a special session, changing the Constitution. And because they couldn't get the political results they wanted under the current rules, Sean, they now come back to rewrite all the rules so them themselves can have more power. And what you have is Governor Moore, and it was Democrats like Hakeem Jeffries out of the state of Maryland, Nancy Pelosi, AOC, these other figures. They pressured Senator Bill Ferguson, the Senate president. The Speaker of the House is very far to the left. She didn't need any pressuring. But now, who already controlled the Democrats, by the way, 7 out of the 8 seats. You, as a independent thinking, or even a moderate to conservative Republican, will have absolutely zero voice in Washington, D.C., in the state of Maryland, because they are going to eliminate Andy Harris, who's doing a great job, to create 8 Democrat seats in their congressional delegation. This is just, it's an insult to the people of Maryland, because so many times, Sean, believe it or not, they had the gall in Annapolis to say, unlike Washington, D.C., we work together. They would claim that they work together, Sean. Does this sound like cooperation and bipartisanship? It's the exact opposite. It's not cooperation. It's absolute one-party rule, and they control the governor's office, the House, the Senate, the congressional delegation. Now they're silencing and eliminating Republicans, and it's an insult to the people of Maryland. We cannot emphasize enough how many issues that we have in this state that really need attention in a special session: high taxes, the crime, outrageously high utility bills. But nope, it's all about wasting time with partisan political games. It's a real shame. I just cannot emphasize enough to the voters out there and to the listeners.
Yeah, well, they claim this bipartisanship because you get a bunch of rhino Republicans that end up voting for their budgets, to get, pet projects for their own districts. So that's why they can claim that. But, in this particular case, Councilman, you've got them basically, they've already been slapped down once by the courts trying to draw districts crossing the Chesapeake Bay. And now they're going to get a second bite at the apple by changing the state constitution. And what's interesting is the hypocrisy here, the double standard. They want to change the districts as they apply to federal representation for members of Congress, but they're going to leave the state legislative districts are going to remain the same. So what is good for the goose is not good for the gander.
Yes, the hypocrisy, Sean. It's really something else. And you're right. I mean, there are standards for how you go about redistricting, and they are just throwing all those standards out, like you said, for the congressional races, just so they can. I mean, it is solely about eliminating Andy Harris's one Republican seat, and they masquerade around saying it's about reform and it's about giving voice to the people. It's just outrageous, and it's a real shame because, I mean, like I said, you are silencing. What is the take independent and Republican, registered Republicans alone? You are silencing a million voices in the state of Maryland.
All right, 8:43, traffic and weather on the threes. And with the update once again, Friday morning rush hour, here is the king of all traffic, Chuck Whitaker.
The only slowdowns on the Beltway, minor, just on the outer loop around Perrin Parkway up the hill to Providence Road, and then the inner loop through Greenspring. It's a speed reduction only on the inner loop going east from Greenspring towards the JFX, and then better towards 83. All the interstates inbound to the Beltway are clear. No late problems on the ride to the Capitol Beltway. We're good right now through Annapolis, and we're looking at you live sitting right here on top of the Fort McHenry Tunnel. All 4 lanes open southbound 895 right now next door, doing well at the Old Harbor Tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Gorgeous start to the weekend today. We get sunny skies, dry, low humidity, upper 80s. Partly cloudy tomorrow, back into the lower 90s. 73 right now under sunny skies in Columbia, 73 in Owings Mills. On our newsmaker hotline is Councilman Nino Mangione, Baltimore County Council. We're talking special session, and there have been a number of folks, Republicans, and even some Democrats, that wanted to talk about other important pressing topics like structural deficit, like the explosion of juvenile crime, et cetera, here in the state. We were told, no, only one topic, redistricting. And yet, House Bill 2101 has been introduced for arbitration reform for state employees and part of the public unions here. So that, again, is a complete bald-faced lie to the people of Maryland, wouldn't you think?
Yes, Sean. The priorities for the Democrats are unions. The priorities for the Democrats are political power, the taxpayer, the bills and the structural deficit and the juvenile crime, illegal immigration, which is creating this. We have this story that hit the news just this week, actually, of another illegal immigration affects the people of Maryland. But none of those seem to matter to the Democrats. The energy crisis, none of it. All that matters is that we come back in a taxpayer-funded special session to make sure we take care of our government, our public sector. And there's some great state employees, don't get me wrong. But why in the world would it be considered a need in a special session to go over some type of union contract. And, of course, the redistricting shouldn't change the Constitution. I mean, it's absolutely, again, everything that's wrong when you have a one-party system. And they can do what they want, and they keep getting away with it.
Because they can. And they that's exactly right. The other issue I want to bring up here in this segment is, you know, this illegal alien that allegedly strangled this girl in Howard County. Still yet another Maryland woman murdered by an illegal alien. He flees, goes to Texas. He's pulled over by a Texas state trooper. They try to pull over. He flees. They finally catch him. They find out he's wanted. Through a detainer, they put a federal detainer on him. And now, of course, he's still in custody in Texas. And eventually, I guess he'll be returned to Maryland to face charges here for murder. But my question is this, Councilman. Let's say it happened in Baltimore County. Baltimore County police have been basically instructed not to cooperate with ICE at the state level and at the county level. And, you know, had they pulled somebody over for a traffic stop and had him in custody, and they wouldn't know there might be a warrant out for him or a federal detainer for ICE. And number two, there's a story down in Montgomery County where local firefighters were called in to do a water rescue and happened to involve an illegal alien, and everybody was scratching their heads. Well, can we help? Because ICE involved, are we? Should we go ahead and try to save a drowning man, or do we not get involved because ICE is involved? This has got to change. This is ridiculous.
Sean, it was some of the worst public policy in America that the Democrats of Maryland passed last year. And here we are again, once again, dealing with this horrific crime allegedly committed by this illegal alien. I think he was a 24-year-old guy strangling, I guess, his girlfriend or something in Columbia, I think, Columbia, Maryland.
Yeah.
Arrested in Texas, like you said. And, Department of Homeland Security says that these immigration detainers are one of the safest ways to keep these dangerous illegal aliens from being released back into America. And what does the state of Maryland do? Governor Moore, Annapolis Democrats, push through legislation restricting cooperation. Like you just made the case, you just pointed out examples, restricting cooperation between our police, our local and state police, and our federal immigration authorities and ICE. And that was despite all of the opposition from sheriffs and law enforcement that came down, including ICE, to Annapolis. And you have to ask yourself, why would any legislature, Democrat or Republican, oppose local, state, and federal authorities working together, Sean? Working together to protect citizens, prevent tragedies like this, and why would they ever put public safety, I should say, should always come before partisan politics, and why I voted against this reckless legislation. But you're exactly right. There is no benefit that comes from it, and only the potential of public safety deterioration, really, that actually comes about when you have a situation when very violent illegal aliens, and let's not mention even those who aren't violent, still are in this country illegally and do not belong here, and we have no way to know who they are. So the best case scenario would that we would cooperate with our federal officers and try to figure out, and for public safety reasons, what is the best way to protect the community. And no, that's not at all what the Democrats decided to do. And here we see another example of the fallout from horrible, just far-left Democrat politics.
Indeed. All right, Councilman, thanks again. Great week. And we will check back with you next Friday here as we get updated on the latest in Baltimore County. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Sean. Have a great weekend.
All right, you do the same. Coming up on 8:50, 10 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock, and time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good news, baby, just like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby, give it to me, give it to me.
Our feel-good news story today, an 11-year-old leukemia patient at Cincinnati Children's Hospital, her name Emily Wilkins, going viral because she hung a bunch of funny signs outside her hospital window. They said, "I need pizza and donuts." She even included her Venmo handle as well. Well, a local business got word of the signs and hooked you up with a bunch of delicious food and treats. Here's Bourbon House Pizza owner Mary Brandstetter.
A little girl asked for pizza on a poster board in her window. So we were like, of course, you know, it makes you think that the little struggles that you have in your life right now don't even compare to what this mom, that's her only child, 11-year-old Emily, it makes you feel so good to be a small part to help them.
Great story, of course, and love it when these folks, local businesses, all step forward to do whatever they can to help, especially children in these settings. Brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills, for all your appliance needs.
WCVM, Baltimore.
Hi, Sean Casey here. If you want to stay cool this summer, then you need to head to Town Appliance in Owings Mills for their huge 4th of July savings event. This is your best chance to pick up a window or wall air conditioner with top-tier systems from LG, GE, and Friedrich ready to go. Plus, Mayor and Mayor will help you find the perfect fit for your home and your budget with flexible financing available. Visit townappliance.com today for more information or right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mill.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, in times like these, with market swings, tax uncertainty, constant headlines, having a clear retirement strategy matters more than ever. Now, you've worked very hard to build your savings. The next step is making sure that your plan is built to protect what you have and support the future that you want. That's why I recommend to you Paresh Shah and Shamik Shah with Safe Retirement Solutions. Paresh and Shamik are financial educators and trusted radio hosts right here on WCBM. They work with individuals and families to create retirement strategies that are designed around long-term security, clarity, and peace of mind. If you'd like a second opinion on your retirement plan, call Safe Retirement Solutions today. It's 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. You can schedule an in-person or Zoom meeting. Again, 410-266-1120, or just go to pearshaw.com.
It's time to listen to you, the listener. Go to WCBM.com and vote on WCBM's latest poll. It's fun, it's fast, and let us know what you want more of on WCBM.com.
It's coming up on 8:53. Kim Klasick is back at it today. She'll be back on the air right after the 9 o'clock news. We'll check in with Kim shortly. Still to come, I've got to read an interesting email I got from one of our listeners regarding child trafficking. And Marilyn Mosby's back in the news. Interesting take on this. So we'll tell you what she's up to of late. 8:53, traffic and weather on the threes. Last report of Friday morning rush hour with the King, Chuck Whitaker.
BW Parkway looks good. It's in that area between Arundel Mills and down towards the ramp at Route 100, but it's very heavy right here at the ramp and the interchange at Route 32. Don't know what the problem is. Nothing was reported as of 4 or 5 minutes ago, but there's some very heavy traffic in that area on the Parkway, especially on the southbound side. So maybe a wreck right after Route 32, but heads up, there is a backup there for at least a half a mile on the southbound side. A couple of late accidents, both minor, one in Baltimore County and Randallstown, Liberty Road at Offutt Road in the city, the wreck at Lock Raven Boulevard at Argonne Drive. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Good start to the nice Friday in store for you. So kick your weekend off with low humidity, dry conditions in the upper 80s today. Partly cloudy tomorrow. Humidity starts back into the area and then showers and storms Sunday. Lower 90s tomorrow, maybe upper 80s on Sunday. Sunday 76 in Annapolis, 74 in Ellicott City. Kim Klasick live returns to the airwaves right after the 9 o'clock news. Welcome back.
Good morning, Sean. How are you?
You survived the 10-year-old birthday.
I did. And I wish I had good news because it rained and we had thunderstorms and it was awful. I am making it up to Olivia all weekend long. Tonight, David Busters. Tomorrow, on the boat.
Okay.
On Sunday, we're going to the Orioles game.
All right.
So I have a packed schedule, but I have to make it up to her. I felt so bad.
Yeah, what did you do?
So we went to Legoland in Orlando,
right.
And it just rained. And so the traveling, even going down and coming back, delays, cancellations. Right. I mean, we traveled all day.
Yeah, there were some violent storms.
Yes. Yeah.
We got hit bad here.
Yeah, I saw you guys got hit bad. Tornadoes touched down here.
Five of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it wasn't the best week to go.
Oh, okay.
But it's okay. I told her sometimes that happens. All it's right. out of our control. Anyways, we got lots to talk about, of course. You probably saw the protest. Dirt bikers are speaking out. I love this because it's just so ridiculous.
Exactly.
I am in shock where you've got people standing up and saying, you know what, just let us break the law, Sean.
Right.
Why not? Who cares about safety? Who cares about, you know, it's just so crazy to me that there are people that support this. And when I saw this, and we're going to get into the details after 9, of course, but Aaron Maben was out there. Aaron Maben, if people don't know, he's a former Baltimore City school teacher.
Yeah.
This is what's in our schools. I just want people to understand
they probably
the kind of people.
Will have some sympathetic ears that will hear their protests.
This is awful. And then they said, I don't know if you saw or heard the quote, they said, oh, the leader should come to us.
No, I didn't see that
they
one.
They should talk to us. They should be coming to us and asking us how we feel
about
this.
Well, the inmates are running the asylum.
Yeah. Exactly. So we'll talk about that. Also, Marilyn Mosby back in the headlines. Apparently, she is soliciting donations to send her daughter off to college.
I have a different take on this.
Do you?
I do. If she was running for office or in office, I would think it would be illegal.
Okay.
The fact that she's now a private citizen.
Yeah.
I think it's tacky. I think it's desperate, but I don't think it's illegal.
I thought it was a swig at Nick Mosby.
There you go.
Right? Your baby daddy can't really pay.
Right. Bingo.
I thought that was a little harsh. I was like, I don't know if I would post that. I mean, you know, your ex-husband's probably like, you know, I want to look like I can take care of my daughter in her schools and she shouldn't have to ask Facebook for donations.
Right.
So that's what I thought that was. But anyways, we'll talk about that. And of course, I thought the question of the day yesterday was so great. We got to talk about this. Do people really know Wes Moore? Do they know him? Do they know him? I don't think people
He was laughing at that. Along with Stuart Pittman. They thought it was a funny question.
Well, I guess, for them it might be a joke. But
now the big question is he a Democrat socialist or is he blue MAGA?
Yeah, well, see, that's another good question.
Yeah.
Who is he?
Yeah.
He blows with the wind, similar to Kamala Harris.
He doesn't like labels, though. Don't label him.
Yeah, no, we won't do that.
Like another governor didn't like labels.
Yeah.
All right, Kim. Welcome back.
Thanks.
Can't wait to hear you coming up at 9 o'clock. I got this email from one of our listeners, and I think he makes a great point. Travis in Baltimore says, Sean, the reason the United States is the number one country for child trafficking is because, quite honestly, most people don't know. That's because it doesn't get any airtime. We'll hear about Renee Good ad nauseum, even to the point of hearing her wretched poem read dozens of times, but not a peep about trafficked children. Honestly, which is more tragic? For some reason, the media is wholly complicit in the epidemic of child trafficking in the United States. You have to wonder why. Well, I think you raise a great point and an interesting question. And I think the reason why we don't hear about it, because I think there are members of the media that are complicit with it. And I think there are politicians that are complicit in sex trafficking that are even been bought off by the cartels, etc. And I do think also that we get all these Hollywood celebrities, you know, the Bono celebrating at the Obama Library. They all have these causes that they get. Katy Perry, of course, Madonna. And it's never child trafficking. Have you noticed that? Hollywood does not ever concern themselves with children who are being sex trafficked or human trafficking. They just never do it. And that I also think there's a problem in Hollywood as well. Kristen, did you want to say something?
I did. Actually, I was back on the Mosby scandal. Just as a side note, no, Marilyn is not in public office, but isn't Nick head of the Maryland Lottery and Gaming Commission at the moment? I thought that was something that a bone he was tossed after he lost so many races. So he's not in public office as far as,
I mean, Nick Mosby?
Right.
Yeah.
So.
But he's not soliciting. It's Maryland.
I know. But it's his child, too.
Right.
See, my conspiracy theorist brain thinks that they're in it together. They split when they got into legal trouble.
Okay.
And that, so I still think that
he's
holding office, and it's his daughter. So
yeah, they're pretending to be split when they're actually working
there's
together.
There's some game there.
Okay.
That's my opinion.
That's another angle, and it's a good one. We're going to close on that, so thanks for that. Thanks for your calls, your comments, your emails, your texts. Have a great weekend. We're back Monday morning at 6. God bless our troops, and God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland.